Hey, this is Russ Bain with Role Playing Public Radio. We're playing Call of Cthulhu, the Sense of the Sleight of Hand Man, a Call of Cthulhu campaign written by Dennis Setwiller. It just came out at Gen Con 2013, and we picked up a copy, and now we're going to run the whole goddamn thing, or see how long your characters last before they all be horrible, horrible dream deaths.
I bet I can make it at least 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sure you can. We'll find out. So, the campaign.
So one session, since we're alternating.
Exactly.
The year's 1925. Five. All your characters are in New York. And as we begin the campaign, all your characters are strangers to one another. Except you do have one shared interest.
Opium.
Yes, opium.
So basically what you're saying is we'd all be willing to stab everybody else in the back for a fix.
Well, what happened is, as we're beginning the game, all of you are waiting in the Peach Blossom restaurant. You have all been brought here by a group of between 6 and 12 Tongs, Chinese gang members. You see, you've all been... the Tongs have been your supplier of opium, and all of you have fallen into debt because, well, opium. And you have very expensive habits. So have been brought here. So how did your characters... So you're all waiting here looking at each other. How did your characters get there? Were you asleep when they grabbed you? Were you on the street? Were you politely asked and went in the car with them? Did you fight? We'll just go around the table. Introduce yourselves as you're looking at each other in a small...
what's the name of the restaurant?
Peach Blossom
Peach
Restaurant.
Blossom.
So we'll start with Aaron.
Oh, hey. Just another character. Yeah, my character is named full name Ambrose Cornelius Darlington II, a very dejected British aristocrat who fought in the Great War. Was part of the Royal Flying Corps, the precursor to the RAF. But unfortunately, in the last weeks of the war, ended up crashing and losing his left arm as a result of the crash. So because of that, and the shell shock, he's suffering from phantom limb syndrome and initially abused morphine in order to do so. However, his family, growing tired of his own, his addiction and his willingness to try to seek help for it, eventually cut him off. He used what funds he could to kind of escape his life and the family that was tracking him, and eventually ended up in New York, where he used up the majority of his funds until he had no other choice. So he started taking out loans, one for the Tong, and they just told him to come along.
Yep.
So
they told him to come along. So yeah, your character has one arm. David.
The one-armed man!
Yes.
Somebody had to say it.
Yep.
Name's Mitch McCleary. Hop Singh over there told me that he had a job for me. He asked me to climb into the car, so here I am. The Lady Lucille travels by my side, and whatever job there is, I'm sure we can manage.
That's a pencil sharpening mate.
All right, next up we have Drew.
I'll sharpen your pencil for you.
Ew.
This is going weird places already.
Turning tricks, apparently.
Thank you.
Words meant different things back then. All right, Drew.
Francis Lewis just finished a smuggling run for the Tongs, and given that they're talking about forgiving my interest debt to them...
Doesn't seem like they're too forgiving.
It was talked about.
Talked
about. I'm not saying they're actually going to do it, but yeah. They were talking about it, so I'm definitely getting in the car willingly.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Caleb?
Omri Herzenstein. I am a lawyer in New York. I will say that I came of my own free will, trying to ask for just another loan, because my parents are due to wire me money any day now.
All right.
And I will be writing a piece of weird fiction on a napkin.
Okay.
Are they speaking at all?
About Asians, which I can never tell exactly how many there are. Sometimes there's 6, sometimes there's 12 non-Euclidean Asians.
All right.
That resist integers.
Are they speaking or anything like that?
Right now you're in the restaurant itself.
Wow, the racism.
The restaurant is never open.
How is that a stereotype that Asians are non-Euclidean?
Someone
find that
inscrutable.
I think that's a bit of a
reach.
I remember
when they picked this up. Did they drop any? Like...
You can give me a listen check.
27 out of 25, so no.
Okay. Yeah, you can't make it out.
17 out of 55.
Do you speak Chinese?
I do not.
Well, there you go.
They're speaking something Oriental.
Yeah, they are. But one
are
of them
are we all
comes
in the car together? Or we're just at the restaurant.
You're at the restaurant. Okay. One of them comes. One of the there are tongs outside. They control this block. There are literally dozens of them in this in and around this building and this street. Patrolling, the police have been paid off, so they, you know, some of them are outside listening to phonograph, sharpening knives and polishing or cleaning their pistols, and just in the middle of the street, nobody or right on the sidewalk, plain view, nobody really stops them. But one of them approaches you, your table, and asks you, "Mr. Lau would like to wait. Would like you to wait in his office. He will be with you momentarily." And escorts you to the back office.
Are you familiar with Mr. Lau?
You know he is the leader of the Tongs. He has met you once or twice. He is very...
L-A-O?
L-A-O, yes. Mr. Lau.
I was kind of hoping for some chop suey.
The kitchen is closed. Perhaps later. So you go in there. You have a... you're beginning to scratch, so you guys can look at each other, talk to each other. Before or you look around the office as you are waiting.
So I size up all these young people.
The what?
I size up all these young people.
Okay. They are, as they describe, one is no arm.
What am I writing? It is gibberish. Crazy gibberish. Do you only mark if you succeed?
His office is quite... it's incredibly lavish with large, fine rugs, sitting pillows, and silk hangings. A large silver and gold water pipe with seven stems is mounted in a finely cut rosewood table in the room's center. A small alcove to the rear conceals a plain wood desk, chairs, and file cabinets. The windows have all been bricked over except for narrow shuttered slits. Slits. The dream, you were led in there, so you're looking around there. You notice in the desk, there is a book with the pages open, a very large tome. So, are you guys going to say anything, or are you just going to wait patiently for Mr. Lau to show up?
What book is it?
Give me a... You're going to walk over and look at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to do that, friend. Them books contain knowledge.
And the point is,
sometimes that's you look at it, knowledge. It is in English.
Knowledge of things man weren't meant to meddle
you
with.
You can give me a library check. Guild.
I impale it.
Oh.
03 out of 65.
You've heard of this book.
Good idea. Stab the book.
Yeah. It's called Reflections Upon the Other World. It is a book written by an 1890s spiritualist about talking about another world, the world of fancy.
Was it mentioned in that other book?
No, the other book that you read was much older.
Okay.
This was written in the
1890s. And it was screaming at you.
That he talks about a drug called Baiwenden that was used to carry one's soul into the world of fancy. And that sort of thing. So, you also see there are images in it. The page that it's open to shows an image in an alien, looks like a relief piece of a alien or an alien language on a piece of or hieroglyphics on a drawing of a wall, something that was carved into a wall, a drawing of something that was carved into a wall. But there's something, it is circled in pen, the word Sarkomand. S-A-R-K-O-M-A-N-D, Sarkomand, written in English in the margin. So as you're looking at that, anybody else?
What's the name of the drug game?
The what?
The drug.
Baiwanden, B-Y-W-A-N-D-I-N-E. You don't know much else about it, but with an impale on that and giving your character...
How many exits are there from the room?
There's one... Oh, there's actually a map. There are two. The one you came into that goes through... You basically went through the kitchen, through the restaurant, through the kitchen, into the office, which is in the back.
Okay.
And then there is a small door leading to some place you're not aware of. You can hear... you can give me a listen, Jack.
Is there anything else on the desk besides the book?
No.
11. That is... give me a spot in.
Okay.
And we're on the ground floor still?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
All right. 11 on the listen check.
Okay, you hear somebody behind the door and past, like, behind the desk. And there's another room past the office, and there's somebody moving around.
Oh, so there's another door exiting from here?
Yes.
Okay.
So you continue waiting for a moment, and then the door opens.
I'll be sitting.
Okay, you'll be sitting. Mr. Lau is there.
Stand up.
He looks at you. Your curiosity is a virtue to some. What was your character's last name?
Herzenstein.
Herzenstein, Mr. Herzenstein, but to others it is a vice. Would you like to take your seat?
Oh, yes, Mr. Lau. I just wanted to say thank you very much for this loan, and I really appreciate the time you give me. The money should be here any day now, and just to show my appreciation, I'd like to offer you, my legal services or Russian translation or anything I can do to help.
He's holding a tray. He motions for you all to sit around the table. There are chairs for each of you there. This is past the desk, like near the front of the office. He sets the tray down. On it, there are four doses of powder. All of you can give me a spot hidden check.
14 out of 75.
Okay. Those of you who make it, it is similar. Those of you who fail, I think it's opium. Those of you who make it say that believe you realize it's a slightly different color than opium. So it is not opium. Not any opium you've ever seen before. He sets the tray down. On the tray there are also pipes. I'm afraid you misunderstand, Mr. Herzenstein. You've been brought here because we are calling your debts in. Those of you who...
By giving us free samples, Mr. Lau.
That's not a sample. Is it poison?
Are you
poisoning
us? It's a sample of something.
It is not. It is a...
new product?
It is a going-away gift.
So you are poisoning us.
That is not poison, I assure you. It is not. But your debts are being called into, and...
Impale on the psychology for that.
That they're not poison. But he wants you to smoke it. You have...
wiping the debts clean?
Yes.
Mr. Lau, I'm very sorry. I assure you it'll come any day now.
The bill is due today.
But is there anything I can do to work off the debt? I'm sure...
Smoke. Relax.
I'm all for it. Come on, man. He's offering us more drugs. And he's giving it to us.
Apparently, you've not spent time around the pushes.
You're feeling a fatal wound syndrome right now. You can feel
just
you're
sitting there unconsciously scratching an arm that's not there.
I can assure you, I've spent a great amount more time around.
You feel
than you
something
have.
Brush up against your phantom limb.
Just jerk my this stump around.
Yeah. You feel actually it. You feel it again. This time, it's tugging at your phantom.
Do we have to
wrist.
Use your pipes?
Oh. Give me a sand check.
Why did I give you that?
One more.
No.
Fair. All right. One sand.
Okay.
Is it?
You want to get out of here one way or the other, very quickly. Like, anyway, sorry.
Is it something to the effect culture-wise? Would it be rude to refuse the use of his pipe and use my own, or
if you have your own pipe with you, then yeah, you could do that. That wouldn't be a problem.
It's one of the two things I own, so
okay. That's fine.
Miss Lau, my funds ran dry over 2 weeks ago, and that's like I am on your good graces. But if you wish to kill me, you might as well just do it. That's like do it now.
We are civilized here. Please smoke, relax.
So, what? Taking in an obviously an obvious. Product that's been spliced with something else, so he can have the enjoyment of watching me go even more insane.
What kind
insane?
Of drug addict are you? God, he's offering you free drugs.
There is the survival instinct too, so I can see it either way.
So
you start smoking.
The survival instinct would have told you not to get in that car in the first place.
Fair enough.
Yes, I start
They're
smoking.
Pointing
All right.
guns at you, probably. So,
well, they were armed. he reaches in within his robe, takes out a pistol. He says, please, indulge yourselves. I insist.
Mr. Lau, please send one of your men to burn my manuscripts after I'm gone. They're not ready yet for the world. And, please spare me that last embarrassment.
To be honest, I found some of your work very interesting.
I've never shown it to anyone.
I know.
Go ahead.
Give me a sand check.
Yeah. I'd make that somehow.
That poem you wrote based on that dream you had, I found that very interesting. Please.
Actually ended up anticipating this. I use my one good arm to reach into my coat pocket, pull out an envelope with my sister's name, who's now the official head of house, since I've presumably probably been written out of the wills or anything.
Sure.
Shut up.
I
had one sister. Shut the fuck up.
There, it's fine. What are you asking him?
If you are asking me to either kill myself for the sense of honor, or just put myself out of misery where my mind is no longer my own, can I at least ask one favor?
What is it?
Please deliver this to my sister. The address is already there.
Give me a persuade check.
Persuade. Oh, can do. Damn, not my persuade level.
I thought you put points into that.
I did. 21. Make it.
All right. Very well.
She's know nothing about this. It explains my condolences, but I wish after this you were to stay out of their lives forever. Do you understand?
If we that persuade
my debts are not to be carried out from them.
Very well.
He already said that smoking this was going to wipe your debts. I guess I'm already gone.
Criminals. Yeah. I don't trust them.
No, that's fine.
Then why'd you get involved in the first place?
It's because of the campaign premise.
Desperate.
Bring it down.
Stupid bring it and down, desperate.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's in character. He's a British aristocrat, essentially. Yeah. So
you can boss everybody around, even people who are about to kill you.
Woo! Yeah, exactly. All right, so he takes the envelope, puts it in his room.
That's why they did so well in the war.
He did lose an arm. Anyways.
Well, lighting my cigarette, not the drug.
Right.
Before I smoke that, do you care to explain what you mean by going away present?
It's a Bywindi. It's a special opiate from my homeland.
Am I just unconscious already?
You're starting to slip. You hear the word Bywindi and you're like,
Do I know what it means?
Land of fancy.
Yes. You land of fancy. So he looks at you. It's a special gift. So.
I see. Now, what exactly is this gift going to do?
Ants.
It will make things easier for everyone. You don't really have a choice.
Never really took the easy way, neither.
The hard way in this case is having my servants come in, call you to the kitchen, and inject you. Okay. Yes.
Caleb, just... What is this even?
Anyways.
It's coming to
and notice. Inject you with a syringe of it.
I see. And are you going to be partaking as well?
Oh, no. This is for guests.
Now, what happens to us after we take it? You said that it'll...
He called us guests? I say thank you.
Yes. Life is an adventure, and you're about to find out.
Oh, God. Too old for adventure.
Getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
So we're not going to wake up from this now, are we?
He just smiles at you.
I'll have his if he doesn't want.
No, there's enough for that. You took quite enough. So, Aaron, you're starting to smoke, starting to relax. Everything's slipping by, so...
I hope you don't mind, but the condemned man in my culture has always been offered a blindfold and a cigarette. I'm not asking for a blindfold because I'm going to see it head on, but I'm going to smoke this before I smoke that.
All right, so as you three slip into unconsciousness, you finish your cigarette, he waits at you.
World War... one veteran there too?
Yes, there is. Sorry. Tom's character, Martin Simmons, has been mute the entire time.
Would you look at that? So shock. Not being pictured.
Oh, on the second vet, so okay.
Dreaming of whales.
Yeah, dreaming of whales.
Inexplicably whales.
Space whales.
Oh, I was just going to say.
And he smokes it without words.
Swim around the sun.
He's in a cold sweat already. So yes, he looks at you.
Pick up the pipe.
Yeah.
Tamp it down.
All right, you start to smoke.
Fussy goddamn opium addict.
Yes. All right.
Mr. Lava could speak Chinese. That's the longest that's ever taken. It was ridiculous.
Usually right. We put it on the table. It's already gone by the second sentence.
All right. So, so all of you begin to feel euphoric. It is incredibly intense, or just a beautiful sensation.
My God. Euphoria.
You know,
I don't like it.
No, you do. That's really, really. You begin to notice a strange distortion in your sense of sight. Your peripheral vision is slowly disappearing, making anywhere you look seem like a dim tunnel opening into the world, which itself keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The effect is much like slowly, slowly falling down a well. As you go deeper and deeper down the well.
Oh, down the rabbit hole.
The eventually, though, the light, what you see when it's only but a small pinhole, it closes suddenly, shutting out all light, leaving you in the void. You are all utterly alone. Your body's lost in empty space. With the euphoria of the drug at work, the fall feels delightful. Like you're being reborn, almost. You feel giddy. You begin to laugh. As you talk, the cares of your former lives are fading away.
Suddenly your voice is outside, oh my god, he's laughing. Has this ever happened to where he's sleeping? No.
And as suddenly as everything disappeared, they find themselves awake. Your eyelids are closed. You perceive bright light, though, through them, and pains of your body. You awaken in... Well, first off, though...
We wake up.
You wake up. You are all in a pile of bodies. Human bodies. You see yourselves. There are bodies above you, below you. They are cold.
Yeah.
Go ahead, everyone. Give me those sand checks.
We have to roll under our sanity.
Yes.
Under our current sanity.
Impale. On 5.
Made it.
You gained a point of sanity. Sweet, sweet corpses.
All right.
All right. This is a language I can relate to.
You.
This exited out in the corpse pool. Awesome.
If you fail, you. Did anybody fail?
No.
Okay. You all don't, you don't lose any yet. You're sort of in the however,
it's just the drugs. It's just
the drugs. You actually give me another sand check. Which arm was the one that was gone?
My left one.
It ain't Phantom anymore.
It's and back.
It's back. Although it's a different skin tone. It is covered in tattoos and it is dark. It is quite dark. So
are we all together?
You're all in a pile of bodies. So Aaron, did you make that second sentence?
Yes, I did.
All right, you lose one sanity. But you
now
have two
arms. See that he's got two arms?
You don't know, you can't, you don't recognize anybody.
Okay.
You're all, I assume, struggling to get out of the pile of corpses.
Yeah.
All right, everyone give me a dex times 5.
Okay.
18. We have to get under our dex times 5?
Yes.
Yeah. 52, made it.
Oh.
Good for me having a high dex. Wow.
Well, we'll be adjusting those in just a second.
It's my
I did not.
All right, you're flailing around. You can't get free. What you, give me another sand check.
All right, just make sure.
I make that.
All right.
Okay.
It's not real. It's not real. You're
if I see him flailing around.
You see a person flailing
around. Well, yeah,
around.
But...
So. Anyways, all of you are dressed in loincloths, but all of you...
where the hell is my suit?
You are not you anymore. You're looking at yourselves. You don't feel the scars that you used to feel from that fire. They're not there anymore.
How old am I?
You're quite young.
Wait.
Sweet!
Yeah, all three of you two give me sand checks as you're beginning to flay through the body. So,
going back into that pile of bodies. Where
failure.
Is she? Where is she?
All right. So what?
You said I failed. You said I need to make another sand check.
Yeah.
So
you failed.
Failure.
You lose the sanity.
Okay.
As you're like, oh god, what is? All right. So here's what happened. Out of character, all of you are now in a new body. You are in a. Description is a male African covered in complex rectilinear tattoos. So we'll change the physical stats in a bit, but just note the description.
Okay.
What's that word? Rectilinear?
Rectilinear.
Rectilinear. Oh, okay.
Rectilinear.
So just the
Yeah, okay. Kale, or David. Let's see here. I wanted. Yeah, we can choose or you can roll. Do you want to roll? Why don't you roll?
Roll.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a d6.
Roll.
Five.
Male, Mediterranean, Caucasian, with very long hair. Go ahead and give me a roll.
Two.
Female, Northern Caucasian, with crimson eyes. Male, Caucasian, with long healed scars from battle. So you're covered in battle scars. Now, in turn of these... now, you have two choices. You can either re-roll your physical stats, or you can use the ones in these pre-gens that I gave you, or you can just alter your existing ones. There are rules for adjusting your... I can give you a pool of bonus points for your physical stats, and you can apply those to your existing ones. So, at this point, you get to choose either what's in here, you re-roll your physical stats completely... or I just give you a bonus point.
The physical stats are strength, dex, con, and appearance?
Yes.
I re-roll them. I'll re-roll them completely, but is it like a permanent change?
For this campaign, yes. Until you get back to the real world.
Okay,
so.
So strength, dex, and...
Strength, dex, and size, appearance. And... strength, con, size, dex, and appearance.
Can we choose where they go like before?
If they're the same type, yeah.
Well, they're all... Aren't they?
Yeah. Well, size isn't.
Okay.
I think I would rather just stick with the bonus pool.
Okay. What is... give me a character sheet. I have to calculate how many bonus points you get. Anybody else doing the bonus point thing?
Yeah, I'll re-roll everything completely.
So. Okay. All right. So we'll take a break for a second as we get back to that.
Okay. Oh God, we're in the dreamland.
And we're back. So you are certainly not on Earth. Well, your character doesn't know that, but... all of you are waking up in a...
Checking through the pile of corpses, looking for the case.
Okay, so you're looking through that. You awaken to the smell. Yeah, there's a smell of urine and feces and the bright sunlight. You are lying amidst a litter of human bodies. You are all the bodies are actually alive and warm to the touch, but their eyes are blank and there's no expression save stupefaction. Most sit in puddles of their own excrement. So you shove yourself, the five of you, Martin is there too, push your way through the corpses sooner or later, panting and heaving until you lie on the stone floor out away from the bodies. What do you guys do?
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Give me spot in.
Who the hell are you?
20. Out of 75.
Who are you? Where am I? What year is where?
Okay, you're just yeah like. What?
Actually, are there
I look at the sky. Like, are there stars?
It is sunlight. It is. You're in a courtyard. It looks like of a ruin. There are ruins around you. You're in some sort of city. The architecture style of architecture looks old. There are ruins. So that's it's like an old, broken up city, like something you'd see in one if you imagine one of your stories or something from a fantasy, a fairy tale. It's fucking weird. You don't see Lucille. You do see a rusted sword in the bottom of the pile of bodies. It needs a lot of polish. So that's what you're doing. You're kind of figuring out.
Is the land of fancy?
Are there any reflective surfaces around, mirrors or?
There's a pool of water.
Look in it just to see myself. So
yeah, you look in it. Yeah, you're fucking. You're not. Give me another sand check.
Yeah. No.
No, failed that.
So I guess I'm a woman, so that
Yeah, you lose. You lose a sanity. Let's see here.
This has to be the dream.
All right, so basically the way this is going to work,
restarting life as a tribesman.
you're quite you.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I'm making fun of you in lowbrow English.
So fair enough. Your voices are the same. You're right.
Well, because he was all big and lordy hoity toity blah blah blah. I'm better than everybody else, and now, ha ha.
Who is who you talking?
That crazy lord guy. The British lord person.
How do you know about him?
Captain Darlington to you.
All right. I think I figured
this out. Good luck with that one when you get home.
All right, so here's how it's going to work. Every time you do something, every time your characters do something your previous body couldn't do, you'll have to make a sand check. Until you pass that sand check three times in a row, you'll keep having to making sand checks. That's how long it'll take you to get used to your body.
What do you mean that our previous body couldn't do?
Like, lift something with his left hand.
So just about anything.
Okay. So, it's only one sand every time you fail, but that'll keep nicking away at you until you make three checks in a row. So keep that in mind. No. So, everyone give me a listen check as you're looking at each other.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I make it.
No.
Those of you who make it, you can hear someone, like, singing coming from nearby. You can hear, like, footsteps on the cobblestone coming from the alley outside.
don't attack someone with a sword. What? We don't even know where we're at. Who
where
are
did you?
You
even get that?
It stops.
Take a look.
Hello?
Why are you shushing me? There's nobody around except the pile.
You look outside. You look out the at the courtyard. You look in there. You see a twisted over, deformed, hideous old man with just a hideous, large brand in the middle of his forehead. He's carrying a large sack. You can see bits of trinkets in there.
Oh, God, it's old man McGucket.
He's Asiatic, not. But other than that, he just...
McGucket is everywhere.
He just looks at you. He's like, oh, no. And he starts...
do you speak English?
I
need help. I'm lost. Someone's taken my clothes.
So we don't mean you any harm. We're just confused.
Is this the Bowery?
what do you think we are?
Give me one of you. Give me a persuade check to not terrify him.
11 out of 27.
All right. So you say, oh, we're
oh, I'm still acting drugged out. Mm.
All right.
No.
Oh, good. He speaks his language.
No. yes. I'm just the collector. Please. I'm nobody to keep in mind with. You should just go now.
Well, what are you collecting?
Not teeth. No,
Hair guy! Oh, yes.
Did he say not teeth?
Yes.
Okay, well, then I check to make sure I've got teeth.
Yes, you do have teeth.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we're all looking inside our lips going,
huh? Okay.
Hold on, I better make my sand check. Because I've got teeth.
You are not
you had teeth before.
Yeah. Well,
I pass like, it!
Girls have teeth too.
Yeah, but I was also 75.
Yeah, his teeth are
he had teeth, they just kept them in his
Look,
pocket.
Look, we mean you no harm, we're just confused. We have no idea where we are.
You're in Sacramond.
Sacramond?
Sacramond.
Sacramond.
Yes.
Okay, obviously it's one of the nations
you're
that
not sent from the men. You're not sent from Ling, are you? No, you're not agents.
No, we're just
Can
very
you spell
lost.
That?
Ow.
Where we're from?
Ow.
Yes. Sarcomond.
Yes.
Sarcomond.
Sarko.
You've heard of this place?
Yes. Bawandine. It takes you there, right? Collector? What's your name?
It's Collector, yes.
I think that's more of a title than a name.
I have no name. I was sold to the men from Ling many years ago. They don't have use for such names.
Have I heard of Ling before?
You can give me Cthulhu Mythos, Jack. I'll give you +10 to that.
Oh, then yeah.
Yes, you have. It is a terrible forbidden plateau in which the horrible abominations...
I wrote a story about it, in which I realized it was very high, but I could see no edges.
Ling is north of here. But the men...
Ling is north of everywhere. I wrote that in my story.
Oh, it's in the north, so that means we're screwed.
No, it's a fanciful land. It's a land in one's mind of the subconscious.
Yes, well, this is where...
Have you read this Freud, though? It's very dark. But...
You,
You're dreamers, aren't you not? Yes. Yeah, I
recognize your
language. Finally someone who recognizes.
Yes. You're from the other world, and you're here, you're visiting. Why are you here?
My hand looks like it's been
We
hurt.
Were given, it's like we were given something that we said was opiates.
And
we fell asleep, and then we were here, and... are we not supposed to be in our own bodies?
You're not? This is not your... Oh, my.
Okay, you really do need to tell us what the bloody hell is going on.
Well, you were sent here, obviously. Your bodies are... Your well, I know that the men from Ling trade with those, the beasts for souls and for bodies, and I know not why. I guess you were meant to be betrayed. I guess you woke up too soon.
Woke up too soon.
Oh, I dare not speak of them.
Of them. It's like we need to know.
Persuade.
No.
Yes. Yes, I made an impression.
Tell us, Balgrin.
The men from Ling serve them, and there's a trade here. They black out. I am only their humble servant because I can go out in the daylight. It is day, and so we are safe from the terrible things.
So that's like they're basically human traffickers, then.
Yes. It's good business.
Spot
no,
hidden.
It's an abominable business.
Huh? What?
Spot hidden. What's he got in his bag?
Look in his bag. That's a great idea.
Spot hidden, just from a distance, you know.
If you promise to let me go, I will tell you how you could leave here. Promise me no harm, and I'll tell you how.
Well, why would we hurt you?
We have no reason.
Well, he has a sword, and he looks... doesn't look nice.
He's not...
He's mostly harmless.
Cranky when I wake up, and yes. You shut up, and I'm slow, and I'm plenty harmful. Yes,
and don't scare off. That's like the obviously insane old man.
If we're going to keep talking, can I at least begin my harvested collecting?
Of course.
He starts wandering, shambling into the courtyard where all the bodies are, and he starts like searching through them. He's like, "Oh, this is good." And he takes out a very sharp knife and cuts one of their fingers off and stuff. And then he's like, "Oh, a ring!"
That's a sand check.
So 40 body parts, basically.
Body parts and jewelry and trinkets and that kind of thing.
Is that just a point?
Yeah, just a point.
I've seen the horrors of war.
We won't hurt you, but how do we leave?
Well, you are on the northern shores of the Dreamlands. You must go to the southern cities from here. They cross the ocean, and you can tell you there are lands of cities where humans live, and they have scholars and sages who could tell you how. Not here, of course. Once night falls, the men from Ling will wake up, and you won't want to be here when they're here. I hide.
Oh, well, how far is the next city?
Well, there's Il Quinoc to the west. That you could take to follow the road along the sea. There's also, if you can find a ship, you can go to cross the sea and go to the south. There are two cities there. Vlad and Lask are across the sea. In Quinoc, that is the my master, the men from Ling do not go to the west. They do not go there. Okay. Yes.
Well, obviously, it seems like this. It's far away.
So let's skip to the basics. Food, clothing, shelter. Where can we get those? Well, there are many, many things here around here. There's along the rubble in the center of the town. There's the lair of it's called a womp. It's very nasty. It's stay away from it. But during the day, it should be asleep. You could, if you're clever, you could go there and take it. I don't go near it. It sleeps during the day. It is
so that's a no on shelter.
No, possible on there are many clothing. Things around it. It's victims. The things it kills, it leaves. It doesn't have any use for those things.
I'm pretty certain that
I have some meat. Tell me, where do you come from? News is valuable. Tell me of your what is happening in your world. Perhaps I can trade it for something later on.
The flapper craze is in full swing.
Flappers? What are those beasts? Are they dangerous? Do they kill men?
Best lie to the game so far.
Yes!
Yes, they do. They do the deadliest of the Charlestons.
What is that? The deadliest of the Charlestons? Is that an ancient ritual of power? Or what is that? Is that
yes,
power formation?
Yes, it is.
It's a fast talk ritual.
Okay.
20 out of 65. It is a ritual to summon great power, and it goes something like this. Charleston. Charleston.
Give me dex times two.
Charleston.
Nope.
He's like, that doesn't look like a ritual. You're terrible at that.
Let's see. Ought two to Charleston.
Ah, yes, a truly awesome ritual. Yes, this is very... I have meat. I have some rations you can have. I make it myself. It is... nursing.
What is it?
It's meat.
It's not kosher. Human.
What is a kosher?
It's not pig, correct? Or
no. Oh no.
Insects or anything.
It's not the long pig
unclean.
Either, is it?
No. Oh no.
It's not from that pile, is it?
Yes. No. 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 Those are for sale. I cannot afford one of those.
Oh, lovely.
They're going to be picked up tonight and carried off to the nation of the beasts far away from me.
So
tell me
to the west then, you said?
To the west or to the south, if you can find a ship.
Where would we find a ship?
Well, there's the docks.
Which are?
To the south? They're just there. If
you
climb up,
start to the south.
Yes.
And they lead to cities.
Across the ocean. Across the south.
All right. Ocean, sea, river,
I say we do that.
Ocean. This is an ocean.
Do you know how to sail?
Yes.
Who are you?
He is the old man from the other room.
Oh, you're yourself and not yourself. What a delightful concept.
You said it
I have
yourself.
To explore this later when I wake up.
You said it yourself, Mr. Academic. You called us dreamers. Mm-hmm. This is a living nightmare.
Yes.
Our shared delusion.
It's
so.
Still better than Dodge and U-boats.
It's like one of Robert's stories.
Well, gee, what do you get that out?
Well, in any case, if
was
we're
it the
stuck
sword?
Here,
was it the crazy looking tattooed man, or is it the guy talking about a place called the Womp?
You've heard Howard Roberts' stories? He does get published.
Yes, if you're very brave,
you're a very
learned
man.
I would tell you,
I've heard them.
Never
read them. You don't read books.
There's a scroll in the Womp layer. If you get it to me, I could reward you. But if not. Everyone, you look around, you can see that there are ruined buildings and things of that nature around you. All of them are fairly short, but you could climb up one of them to get a better look of your surrounding environment. So that's something you look around to see. So that's something you can do. So you can keep talking to the collector, you can wander around the city. If you make a listen check, you could hear the ocean in the distance, and you could follow that to find the shore. He says there's docks there, so...
Before we go too far, I think we do need to get those necessities.
Yes.
Food, water, clothing.
Yes.
This man suggested we go to the lair of the Womp.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I will. If you're very brave and very quiet, you can certainly get something from that.
Does anybody have any better ideas?
Not at the moment, though we should see about recognizing
it. It looks like
the city's
been picked dry in terms of all useful trinkets. He's been here a while. He knows what he's doing.
It's an ancient ruined city. He apparently harvests stuff from these bodies every day. So that's what it seems to be his routine. You don't know how big the city is at this point.
Okay.
And you don't know much about it.
Well, I just mean, like, from what we can see, or from where we are.
But we should be able to...
Of course, there's another way to cross the ocean, if you're very brave. Let me guess.
We throw a harness on that womp and we ride it across.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Never. Oh, no.
Here's where we can go and talk to the caterpillar,
but
Alice.
In the plaza... to the northeast from here, there's a plaza to the that goes down, and you could go under the sea. I've heard that the underworld leads all the way to the other shores. It's a cavernous. Yes.
What across like some underground tunnel that doesn't exist yet?
Tunnel
that doesn't exist yet.
Yes. Yes. But I yes, if you would help me get the scroll from the Womps, the one with the golden silk tied around it, I would be happy to reward you with some small trinkets from my humble abode that I have collected over the years.
that you've been taking off of our friends over there?
Yes, it, well, they're your friends.
Fast Doc.
Is he your friend? He picks up one of the bodies. Is he? Oh, he grabs him up. Oh, you're his friend? Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me pat him on the head. I'm so sorry that I mistreated your friends over the years.
Good for you.
Collector represents my fear of my family's history of insanity. And this one is my goal of crass materialism. What does the African and the woman represent?
Your rage.
The womp's obviously my dread. And,
oh, it is quite dreadful, yes.
Yeah,
I've heard it haunt at night. It rips them asunder. Even the men from Lingnar are afraid of it when it haunts. They have to stay and make great groups.
Well, that's less evocative than I would describe it.
Well, we should see about getting our materials together beforehand, so...
Fast Talk, is there anything useful he can give us?
He offered you a job, basically.
The information, so...
Yeah.
Well, he wants us to go and get him something. It's going to be easier for us to actually go and get it if he gives us a little bit now in advance.
Don't get near it. Stay away from it. Be very quiet. And... give me a fast talk, or a persuasion.
Fast talk.
Persuade.
Nope.
Success on persuade.
Cover your mouths with cloth. Don't breathe too deeply. The air in there, it can make you quite sick.
And where can we find some cloth aside from the...
He rips the loincloth off, throws it at you.
Fair enough.
Actually, are there any tattered flags around?
Give me a slide in.
Okay. Yes, made it.
Yeah, there's one actually, on a building about two stories up. Blue and green flag. Just
any stairs or ladders up there?
Nope.
Oh, time to climb and see if I can get up there.
Okay.
And I'm probably have to make my sand check since I'm using the other arm too.
Yeah, all right.
So, do you want to make the sand check first or
yeah.
the... Okay. Made it.
All
11,
right.
So.
That's one.
And 28 on my climb check, so made it.
28 from... All right, so you start climbing up, you see... the purple and green flag, and you pick it up.
Is there any kind of emblem on it, or?
Yes, there is a.
It's actually made of snakes.
it is Ouroboros.
Thank you.
And it is tattered, but yeah, it is still there.
So, silk. Actually, wow, it's probably in better condition than I thought it would be for being out in the elements so much. How? Can I get an idea of how old it is, possibly, or...?
It's old, it's just... hard. What would you use?
So, I don't think I have anything, because I have no anthropology or archaeology skills. So.
All right, yeah, but it's old.
No. Although, what am I seeing from the top of this tower, though?
All right, give me another spot in.
Okay. Failed, so I can't see anything except for...
Well, actually, there are some things you can see, without making a spot in.
Okay.
Like, large things. Like, there is a large plaza to the north.
Okay.
An open space. To the south, you can see docks. There seem to be ruined with some submerged and half-submerged ancient ships. And past that, the gray green of the ocean. Give me another spot in.
Okay. No.
Okay, you can't make out much else at this distance. But you look around, you can see... you realize this is... Give me an idea check.
Okay. No, nothing.
Okay.
So?
You see what you see. So you climb back down, you don't need to...
How far are the distances? Like,
okay,
the
do I need
docks?
To make another...
Do what?
Like,
well, you're not
the
up
docks.
There, so you can't...
Do I need to make another sand check for using it going down?
I'm just assuming he's going to tell us.
If you want to, yeah.
Okay.
That would require him knowing how long the distances are.
Well, yeah, but he's now been up there and seen them.
I'm trying to think of anything else
but
I could have...
Yeah, describe them to you?
Yes.
If he doesn't know how long they are. They're like yay big.
Well, yeah, but it's like,
yay.
You know...
If you go up there and climb it, you can make a check.
Before I climb down, can I actually use my navigate skill to possibly estimate that since
exactly.
I was a pilot
the
and
distances?
Also...
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, I'll do that before I go. Okay, successful on my navigate skill, so I can at least... Estimate what the distances on there are.
It's a fairly large, sprawling city. It looks like, yeah, as far as you can see, there's city as far as you can see. So at least, given that it's as far as you can see, not quite to the horizon. It's kind of, it is pretty built up and hilly, but major city.
Okay.
Maybe Manhattan-sized, even.
Wow.
The buildings are all fairly small, though. There are, you do see massive ruins to the west. Like, just absolutely titanic blocks.
Wondering that tower over where the Womp was supposed
over,
to be.
Like, it used to be part of some structure that was toppled over. God knows how long. But they are they're like skyscraper-sized. Absolutely enormous.
Yeah. It's kind of disconcerting. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, actually, at this point, you come to the realization you were no longer on Earth. There's no possible way something like this could exist on Earth without people knowing of it.
Sanjak.
Yeah.
Odd 7.
All right.
That's what you get for looking at things, Aaron.
All right, so you have some options. The collector has told you about the Womp layer. There are hot supplies in there. So. He's willing to just give you some of his meat, some jerky, basically, because he is used to people who are larger than him threatening him with violence, so it's almost second nature to him. So there's a plaza to the north you could check out, the Womp Lair, which is to the west of that.
Where those huge
Then there's, well, that's far to the west.
Oh, it's far to
the
west.
The Womp Lair apparently is much closer. And then there are docks to the south you could check out.
Was the plaza, did that hold any kind of bazaar or market?
Maybe once ago, perhaps. Oh, certainly. Of course, this was a great city once, before the men from Ling invaded, and the beast lords came and broke the massive gates and shattered this nation and turned it into the ruins you see now.
Understandable, though. I have another question. What are those large ruins to the west?
Oh, those are the gates. Those are the gates to the city. I've only been there once or twice.
The gates?
Yes, yes. Massive. Inspiring, even. They were built in Ilokwunk and brought here. They are very beautiful, in a sense. Very imposing to others. But they are very large. Yes.
Where do the gates lead, though?
Well, they were meant to protect the city from attack. Obviously, that didn't work. It came from the skies.
Oh, that's... well... Aerial attack, I do know, is one of the most deadly. You can trust me on that, so...
Yes, Shantex.
So, you have an interesting name for your biplanes. I'm going to have to say that. So, in any case,
Bye.
I will go to the west. It seems symbolic of my journey in my childhood.
That's correct.
Well,
and the Womp, I think that's a bad idea, because, you know...
Well, the Womp is to the west.
Do we know what's in that scroll?
No, the Womp is just, like, a little north from where you are.
Do we know what's in that scroll? It could be empty and just pursued for the golden thread alone.
There are many treasures within there. Many treasures.
See, that's how they get you. That's how they lure you in.
No, not
treasures.
It gets you. There's only one.
Yes, there is only one. One for all of mankind. I feel like this should be an aesthetic journey. I've never dreamed so vividly before.
Yes, well, the road to the west is quite...
But I think we are going to need supplies, because we cannot travel on dream mist alone.
Well, we also have another option besides the Womp.
Yes,
and
you're the materialist dream. You're just like my father. You look like him now.
Well, Herzenstein, we have another option beyond just picking the dead from the... That's like items from the dead, or what was consumed by the Womp. We can check out the plaza to see if there is any old market there, and we may be able to pick from that.
I'm going to start walking west.
Okay. you start walking west.
I think I'm dreaming. I don't think you're real.
Okay.
Like, it's the only explanation I have. Like, why would I possibly think you're real?
Can somebody, one of you two go
I'm in
with
a magical
them?
Fantasy land with people with the same voices I had when I went to sleep and different bodies.
All right.
Okay, fine.
So,
all right,
and I'm
two,
on drugs.
You
yeah,
two,
it's true.
See what you can find in the plaza. That's like in the plaza. We'll be over at the lair of the Womp.
I'm not going to the Womp. I'm heading
He's going
city.
West. To the
oh,
gates.
West to the gates.
Yeah. Which are really far away, as I understand.
Yes, it is quite a
But way. I'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
I'm dreaming.
All right, all so right. You're going to the
Who
west. Where are you going? Are you following him?
I vote we let him walk off to his death. That's my vote. We can either try and convince him to stay.
How dare I do something rather than stand around and talk to old man NPC? The sheer gall of me! I'm ruining the game.
No,
I apologize.
No, that's fine. It's living. But anyway, Drew, what are you doing?
I've been pushing for Womp for how long now?
I think the Womp is a high risk, high reward situation, but I think it's one of those things where we kind of have to go for it.
Okay.
Well, I'm.
All right, so you two are going to the Womp.
I'm going to follow Herzenstein. All
right, so, the two of you are going there.
It's the Womp is slightly to the north of here.
Yes. The collector will show you. He won't go anywhere near it, but he'll show you.
I'll go with him because I'm just wandering.
Okay.
Just seven trying to find spot hidden for any trinkets that the
As you're walking to the Womp Slayer? Or
yeah.
Okay. Nothing. What'd you get?
Hot seven.
Yeah, you see a gold ring.
Okay. I'll grab it.
All right.
That was a good idea.
All right, so
you must be the mother figure. It was him. You have the gold ring. I see now.
All right, so the four of you go to the outside the Womp Slayer. You can all smell the miasma of disease and death.
So I'm your child, but I'm scarred and grown.
It would have been a gatehouse in ancient times. You can see outside.
It means you've lost your mind.
It is the pungent odor of ammonia and rot. You see, it would have been a gatehouse, some sort of small military tower. In ancient times, you can see outside there are dozens of rotting bodies and bones laying about, all stripped of. They've been shredded. Several are noticeably human. You can all give you sand checks because some are.
Yay!
12 out of 64. I'm fine.
No. So, you lose one.
That's if you fail, it is a little more traumatic than that.
So we see it.
No, the Womp is sleeping in the bottom of it. He is what the collector says. So that's three sanities, right?
I really, really wish that Call of Cthulhu had some sort of moxie points.
Yeah. You can see. So, who is going to approach it?
Well, first off, I'm going to take the loincloth and put one of the least funky parts against my mouth, tie it around my.
Okay.
So that
we've got a flag to cut up.
I did have that. Is there actually? Was I
actually?
Can I possibly get
purple strip from the flag?
Can I possibly get a knife from our guy?
No, the collector will cut it up for you.
Okay, so
well, he's got a sword too.
Yeah, he has a sword.
So too. I'm handing those out to everybody.
Okay. So you can all give me spot hidden.
Now, what does the tatted silk represent?
Oh, likely my upbringing. It is refined and it's been tarnished
him.
By the elements. Perhaps the persecution back in Russia.
No, here's what it represents. It's a torn flag out of an ancient
wallet
Byzantine Empire.
Threshold of the gatehouse. The door has been the structure itself was stone, but obviously it had wooden doors once upon a time. The doors have long since rotted or been destroyed. But past it, just in this one, you can see that brown rectangular piece of leather that you clearly recognized as a wallet. So you just have to walk it and you sneak in.
Why do you need a wallet?
There's just a wallet in the gatehouse. Oh. And there is a. That's what he sees.
Oh, your accent. I understand. You're those anti-Semites that tortured me at school.
What?
That makes sense now.
Alright, so who is going to sneak it?
I'm
75 out of 75.
For your sneak check?
Yes.
Okay. So you start sneaking. The smell gets worse and worse and worse. But you get. Are you going to pick up the wallet?
Yeah.
All right.
Wallet and then back out.
All right. You grab the wallet. Get back out. You flip through the wallet, I assume.
Yes.
There is. The wallet holds several scraps of paper. On one is a telephone number, Manchester 6110, a New York number. All of you can recognize that. On another is the address and telephone number of the Peach Blossom Restaurant.
And you say this is real? How would there be a wallet with a telephone number in it in a world with swords?
There are many such things from the waking world here.
You know,
where did you come from?
I've been here all the time.
Oh my god!
For somebody who claims to know a lot about dreams, you seem to be able to read these fairly well.
Yes.
Don't you know that words in dreams get twisted? You can't.
Oh, that's the magic of this drug we smoke. This Bowendite. I've read about it in the book before he entered. It's marvelous. I've never dreamed so vividly. Do you know where I could get more of this, collector? Oh, well,
what,
obviously it's not real. See, that the vividness is that extreme.
Bomb! All right, so are you going to venture back in?
I think I will.
All right. Give me another sneak check.
Spot hidden to see anything else besides this wallet, or
not outside, not from outside.
Don't go, Father. It's the same mistake you made.
Look, spot his spot hidden around the area.
Just doing your own golden.
If I can see anything around the entrance that might be of use.
Okay. What about you?
Trying to figure out if I should go with him.
Okay.
Well, I rolled a 15 out of 75 on that sneak check.
15 out of 75. Okay. You see. Okay. Well, you sneak in. So you sneak in. It's very dim.
Spot hidden.
Give me. So you start searching. Give me a spot hidden.
17 out of 75.
Okay.
I may look like a gangster, but I'm part ninja, apparently.
You see a silver chalice in the mine, kind of just standing out. And you also see a passageway leading down. Give me a listen check.
It's not a carpet. That's, don't look for
23
that
out of 55 on the listen.
You hear a faint but rhythmic breathing. Very deep, very quiet. Coming from down, from below.
Listen carefully. Touch the chalice.
No change.
Lift.
You have a chalice now.
Any change in the breathing?
Not so far.
Back away slowly.
You're not going now?
Oh, hell no.
All right. That's the only way to go. That's all you can see in this room.
Okay. So, well, going to step out with the chalice.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. Ooh. Figured out a few things. Mm.
Ooh, what is that? Ooh.
About 45 on my search, so I didn't check around the cave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. His American accent is because I associate his materialism with the West.
All right, you actually, you think you see movement in the distance.
Leading down, and that thing is still asleep.
So right. How far away?
Like a street over?
Better asleep than awake.
Apparently, if we want to get anything out of this lair, we're going to have to go down.
Oh, and Caleb, there. By the way, you're welcome. You guys stay here for a second. I'm going to do some recon, see if I can find anything else around the entrance. Okay. So, not telling them what I've seen.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, so you sneak out by yourself. All right, what about you two? Drew, Caleb?
I'm talking with...
Yeah, okay, you're still talking.
We're trying to figure out what to do.
All right. Yes.
I'm quiet, but I'm not super quiet.
All right.
Well, I could... Well, you're already barefoot, so you're already... As quiet as you could be. All right. So you there, Aaron? You go down the street, running to it, sneaking up? What are you doing?
Just walking carefully. I have no sneak skill, but I can just just kind of walking calmly.
You're walking. You say you walk there. You see what looks like a woman turn the corner just as you look down the street. She's walking, turn another corner away from there.
So just yell out to her. It's like, ma'am, excuse me.
Okay. You don't see it. She doesn't seem to.
Nope.
Didn't seem to hear you.
So pick up my pace a little bit more and see if I can try to catch up to her.
Okay, you do so. You see the woman. She's halfway down the street. She's looking at a man. They both seem fairly similar, but they're just sort of blankly staring at each other. For a moment, maybe they're whispering to each other. They don't seem to notice you yet.
Listen check to see if I can.
Okay.
22, made it.
All right.
So,
you can't understand the language you're using,
but
it's definitely not English.
I'm also, something
goes
wrong.
Anyways. Probably not a good idea. That's like a good bet that they don't understand me anyway. I can pantomime and see what we get, so I'll walk down. You are welcome.
Okay.
Have to do it for me.
Yeah.
You do it for yourself.
All right. So you're just walking up to them? Are you going to yell at them?
Trying to politely get their attention. Like,
you so. They both
me.
Turn at the same time.
I'm terribly sorry to bother you, but my friends and I seem to be lost.
Where are you from?
Oh, you understand me. So
the man speaks now. Yes, we do.
New York. It's like New York City is my current residence, but I'm originally from
what
London.
What year is it?
What year?
Yes, the man said. They keep alternating. Yes, what year is it?
Oh God, fucking Bioshock Infinite. So sorry. The year of our Lord 1925.
1925.
Fine.
How did you get here?
That's like somewhat confusingly.
Sorry, I just read too much.
Somebody
was it a ritual?
I wouldn't say it was a ritual. We were given some opiates to smoke, and we ended up here.
You remember the name of the drug?
Actually, you said that.
Bio-diam.
They look at each other as soon as you mention that. I see. So what do you want from us?
I'm just looking for help for my cohorts and I. We came here, obviously, we're in some sort of shared dreaming state that we can... At least that's what I can consider the best of the situation. Obviously, where I come from, I'm not a African tribesman with my left arm intact. I'm a Brit.
Yes, obviously.
That's like I'm an English fighter pilot, well, former.
I see.
Although, do you mind telling me your names? I'm Captain. It's like Ambrose Darlington.
We are late for our next incarnation. Appointment. Yes, appointment. That would be a better word. We do not have time to waste with that. Do you have anything on you?
It's like the loincloth I apparently woke up in and this flag.
Wait, so, you still have a soul, though?
I assume.
Yes, you do. You would know if you didn't have it.
Oh, that's a good thing.
give us your soul and we'll tell you how to get out of here.
That doesn't seem like a very fair trade.
Then, well, where are your friends?
I don't think they're going to trade the souls either. Seems to be covered under their warranties.
Oh, I wish I was there.
All right.
Because I'd totally trade your soul to get out of here.
The two of them start talking in alien in that same language again for a moment. Says, we are late. We will see you again, though. They step out.
I'm going to let them go on their way.
All right, so, meanwhile, back at the gatehouse.
I am sneaking in again.
Okay.
And going down the stairs.
Okay.
13 out of 75.
All right, give me a con times 3 check.
I believe that's almost... Or is that an impale on the sneak?
Yeah. All right.
Is it con times 3?
Yes.
10 out of 32.
Okay, very good. The air is thick with just the rot. You stifle several coughs. You can see there are valuables strewn about the second layer of the second level of the layer. There are a pile of swords. They seem to be covered in thin films of rust. There are strange runes and symbols on them. There's also a pile of coins that seem to be gold. There are also belts. You can see some of them have strange marks on them. You can give me an idea roll.
Let's see, wait. Is idea based off of int or is that based off of pow?
Int. Times 5.
Yeah, okay. Idea.
In that case, no.
Okay. There's small, tiny holes on it. But
on the belt, you said?
Yeah, on the belts. There are multiple belts. Okay. But there are a pile of swords. Give me a spot hidden check.
Just barely.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. 79 out of 75, no.
All right. So there's also...
Can I linger here for a minute to look? Or
the what?
Can I linger here a minute and look again?
There's also a pit. At the edge of this level, the pit that seems to be dug out, like not built. And that is, you can hear where the breathing is coming from. It is quite strong. You can spend another action doing that.
Okay.
Or you can look through the swords.
Well, I think I'm going to... Let's go for the belts first, because belts don't make a lot of noise when you jostle them, whereas coins and swords will.
Okay. All right, you do that. So what are you guys doing? Just waiting for him, or are you going
to... You can talk to the collector. I don't know if he'll come back, but he's in to bring you treasure. But he's subject to some nameless dread.
Sitting by the front door, just listening.
This dread has a name.
Okay.
Wong.
You can't hear... Give me a listen check.
Don't think I'm going to hear anything, but if he shouts,
okay.
Then hopefully... yeah, no.
Okay. You're doing that. Aaron's character comes back, looking a little rattled.
Well, apparently we're not alone here.
What did you
obviously.
See?
That's like other people that seem to know their way around here, although... but apparently they were asking how we got here and said that I could exchange my soul for information, which...
Oh, many people have said steals.
Yeah, but they were completing each other's sentences in an odd way that I didn't recognize. So I saw one pair of twins that used to do that, but it seemed more of a joke on everybody else, which that might have been a joke on me, and I'm just being daft.
Okay. all right. So, give me. You make your check now.
Okay.
No. David. You can see through the belts. There's just. There are none of earthly make. They're leather. They're all rotten. You can find one gold, one belt that seems to be okay. So
all
that's
right.
About it. So, yeah. What do you do now?
Well. Search pile number one, so that leaves the pile of coins.
Okay.
Or the pile of swords.
Okay. Remember, he told you to look for the golden scroll, which you haven't seen so far. A scroll with a golden string.
Right.
So you haven't looked in the pit yet. That's the only place you haven't looked at.
Is the breathing still that same rhythmic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first I'm going to investigate the swords.
Okay, you look at the swords. There are two that grab your interest quite easily. One is a cavalry saber that looks like it's from Earth. You recognize something that somebody would use in the Civil War or something. Or vaguely like it. It's a little different. It's hard to tell. You're not a sword expert. The other one has a thin, narrow blade of thin, greenish metal. Both of those jump out at you.
Belt around the waist, swords tucked into it.
Okay. And so you're going to look into the pit?
Yeah, I think I better.
All right, give me a sand check.
Op 5.
All right, you lose one sanity. Zero sanity. But you see the womp, or what must be the womp. It is a pale and bloated thing with 9 long legs, knife-like ears, and a thin, wrinkled snout, and a flabby lips and an eyeless face. It is sleeping, and in front of it, about 10 feet away from it, is a scroll with golden string tied around it.
Pick it up. Read it.
All right.
Your character didn't like scrolls.
Oh, I don't read them.
Yeah.
But
it has Lucille written on it. It's calling to you.
This is not a scroll to read. This is a scroll to trade for food and
stuff.
Yeah. All right. Give me a snake check.
71 out of 75.
Okay. You sneak up. You grab it. And give me one more sneak check to get out of there.
43 out of 75.
Okay. You managed to get out of there. Your heart is pounding in your chest. You feel like it's going to come out. But you come out bearing two swords in the scroll. Yes, give me. Yeah.
First, what was the deal? What were you going to give me in exchange?
Well, supplies, yes. Supplies.
Supplies first, scroll second.
Uh-huh. Of course. Come this way, lords. Lords. Yes. So the four of you, I walk to the hovel. That is a patchwork shack made of old stained wood and pinkish furry skins. The ramshackle house lies at the in the huge courtyard.
God, we're at Andy Serkis' house.
Some desolate, long forgotten building. Let's see here. The building itself looks vaguely like an Indian temple, if you have some background in the British education systems. There's strange runes.
We subjugated those people.
Yeah. Well, vaguely like it. The hobble is a lavish pit.
Care to take a look
at
this thing and
city.
See what it says before we hand it off to him.
Okay.
There are dozens of out-of-place objects that dot the one room tent, including several large broken sculptures of satyrs, a water pipe, an open box of huge red gems, dozens of piles of scrolls and rotting papers, and everyday belts, wallets, and shoes from modern Earth.
What condition is the water pipe in?
It is in fairly good condition.
Is he? Wait.
I offer to trade the gold ring for the water pipe.
Give me a bargain check.
No.
Nah. All right.
I tried.
While we're walking, I'd hand the Caleb the scroll.
Even though I can't read it, because I'm dreaming.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
All right. You open the string. Give me a Cthulhu Mythos check.
8 out of 10.
Okay. You read it. Give me Zan check.
67 out of 68.
All right. You don't lose any sanity. But you're reading it, and you recognize the text, or what the subtopic, it's someone talking about the agents of the crawling chaos, how they manifest in strange ways, how they will pick their prey at random as the crawling chaos grows near it. It is a subtle herring of the prey. It is a long and brutal pursuit through the waking world and the other world. Speaks of. Release can only be done through escape and persevering to never grow complacent. So, it speaking of that, are you looking for anything particular in this scroll?
So it's just about it's about Nyarlathotep, the crawling chaos, how his agents pursue across both the mind and the physical realm, and how they are inescapable, save through constant motion and vigilance. It's rather archaic, obviously, because of the scroll.
Oh, and it's signed by you.
Okay. awesome.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and... And apparently I wrote it. Why would I tell myself that?
No, please. Yeah, he grabs it from here. No, no.
Oh, okay.
Calm down, friend.
Well, you've not given us what we were promised.
What market are you here?
It's mine until we receive it. Good. Legally.
So, you know you've asked for supplies and anything to help on
here.
Our journey.
So there's, he grabs, there's a satyr statue with saddlebags that seems to be like draped on its arms. He grabs it, here, he throws it at you. there is, so you can look inside if you want.
He's which like, hand do you catch it with?
Actually, yeah, that'll be the left, and hopefully the last of my sanity checks, so let's see. That's going to fail, so I guess I have to start all over again.
Yep.
God damn it.
You just gained an arm. It's kind of weird.
Well, I made two in a row, so that's...
Yeah. Anyway.
Which is one short of three.
Yeah.
Numbers!
There. So there's a big pile of small blood-red gems. He says, I'll give you all of these for the scroll and the meat. What else?
What's in the saddlebag, so...
The meat.
Gems.
Oh, just meat. So.
Yeah, the gems are in a big...
Wait, you're walking, fruit. Right?
Yeah.
Make a check. Your hips are wider than they used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And you don't have arthritis anymore.
We're going across rocks, right?
Cobblestone.
Cobblestone.
Do you have any sandals or shoes?
Oh, yes, here he throws them. He grabs them by the satyr statue with the flute.
Check.
And there are... where I got the saddlebags from. So, yeah, he throws you small sandals. And they're out there. He throws you clothes too. Here, these are just filling up the place. They're just like tunics and robes. And
Hoarder's Sarcomond edition. yes. Now, collector, if I threw this away, rate the distress you would feel in 1 to 10.
Now, give me the scroll. I'll give you all of the gems.
The gems?
Barter?
Yeah, there's a small, small pot or. He pours it into a chest. They're all each one is fairly small, but they're blood red gems.
You trade your own knowledge for gold and gems. It's so clear. It's such a. I can't sell out in my writing. I have to remain pure. Understand?
It's not yours. Give it to me.
Why do you want it this badly?
It wasn't part of the deal.
Nope. Can't roll anything to take. I'm making a part of the deal. Punch, I'm out. So,
you can't threaten him.
There's a reason why. Don't you understand that the things that man weren't meant to fiddle with put their words on those things? It's best to get that as far away from you as you can.
I wrote it. It says right here.
Are you looking at it?
You're fiddling with things that man weren't meant to fiddle with.
Are you going to look at the scroll that he opens up?
I'm violining with things, man. What?
It doesn't matter. Give me the scroll.
Well, it doesn't actually have your signature on it.
Law.
Okay.
Damn.
Let's see. What were you trying to do?
I was going to try and say it didn't work. I start quoting verse about bargains and contracts, and he looks sick.
I'll give you the gems and the food, and I gave you clothes too. What else do you want?
Weapons.
He has two swords. What? Three swords.
I just look at him strangely when he says weapons. I'm like, yeah. What?
Obviously, we went to great risk.
I'll
to,
do persuade. Well,
okay. Yeah, persuade. We actually went to great risk to get
Aaron
this from the womp.
Something.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll do persuade.
Yeah.
Not for weapons, though.
You can persuade. I'm just...
No.
16! Okay. I want the water pipe, too.
What? No. No. I want... Just give me... Give me the scroll.
I made my persuade. I want the water pipe.
Persuade.
Yeah.
34 to 50.
What?
Well, I wrote the scroll, and I'm a writer, and I would really like to know what you like about the scroll so much so that I can include it in my future works.
Yeah.
It's... I'm looking for one of a particular nature, so I can summon something to help me in my current situation. I don't understand what's so
wrong.
Well,
what's your current situation? Maybe we can help.
I am here, living in dirt, enslaved by the men from Ling.
Ah, you're looking for something transportive and
something more...
Some escapism, I understand.
Well, is that a word that means summoning something that can rend your enemies from tooth and claw?
I've never heard it described that way, but it's possible. Yes. Well, thank you for letting me know. I shall seek to engineer that theme. Yes.
Yes.
You're very grabby.
To the south?
So he gives you the big thing of a small chest. There are gems in them. He gave you the food. You now have clothes. He's just like, if there's nothing else, I'll go. You're certainly not going to. But I would get out of here before dark. The men from Ling will come here.
So we'll start awesome. Making our way.
Yes. If you have no other business with them. There's the green blade, the saber, and the rusted blade. This time you're closer to the docks or to the middle of the city. Everyone give me a spot hidden check.
Okay.
Odd 5. Odd 1.
Yay!
Right. All right, you, those of you who make it, you can see in the distance there's a section of the dock that looks new or been repaired, and there are three black ships there. There's no one moving about.
Those are trustworthy.
A galley of some sort. Well, you recognize it as a galley, but there's no one moving about. There are oars, but they're at rest. They're docked, but no one's there.
I say we go to the west. I dislike sea journeys and... And, yes.
And we don't know
such
who...
a trite symbol, and we have to leave for these men of Ling so much. And they sound officious. I don't care to meet them.
I tend to agree. That's like agree with our friend over here. That's like the high seas are not to be trusted, especially on boats that we don't know who's the owner, who's the actual owner.
Look at
owner.
Those awesome pillars, that sheer scope. Don't you want to see them? I know I do.
Not really. I want to wake up and go home.
Yes. Well, you could have done that when you met with those people.
So
I don't want to let you wake up and go home.
No, they would have
like
they would have put a bullet
green.
In my head.
I don't think that I haven't seen a gun since I've gotten here.
Journey
I don't think
the
they
would
put a bullet in your head.
No, taking my soul in payment for something that sounds a better bargain.
I think you're right. To the west.
Well, there's also the plaza nearby. You could look at that if you wanted to, or you could go
if we can pass through it possibly on our way. That's
sure.
I thought it was to the north.
It's to the north, but it's not far. Like, this section of the city is fairly close up to each other. All the locations
are. Come from the north.
Well, yeah. I'm definitely drawn to the boat, but without a map of knowing where we're going, there's no way to navigate.
Well,
so.
Yeah, give me an idea check. Or a shipping check, or pilot check.
No.
Or, what was it? Did you use, what's your boating skill?
It's at 51.
Did you make it?
No.
All right. How much did you fail by?
I failed my idea by 8.
Well, that would be a plus or minus. You would know that ships would have charts and maps on them.
Hopefully, but...
Well, they would. There's, like, those are large ships, too. They're not, like, small tugboats.
And that's the other problem. They're large ships.
Yeah.
How exactly are we going to do or sail a boat with four of us?
Yeah, but that's up to you.
Welcome to the west.
Yeah. All right.
To the west we go.
All right, so... Who's carrying what? You guys have some objects now.
I will have my clothes on.
So okay. I'll carry the saddlebags. So.
Okay.
I'll carry the gems.
Okay.
And that leaves three swords on my waist.
Okay.
Really? Really?
No, it is
true. Nobody else has asked for one.
Can I have the cavalry saber?
Well, I guess.
Thank you.
All right. You look at it, Aaron.
You know what I miss? Guns.
Let's see here.
Come find me, David, as it passes on the wind.
There is... let's see here. As you look at it, you feel a slight tug on the sword. As though it was... give me...
Resisting?
Yeah, well, as though it was... give me an idea check.
Okay.
Two on my final sanity check for carrying a heavy load.
Okay. All right. It feels like when you do that.
This new body is awesome.
Yeah. So the four of you go, or the five of you, because Martin's with you. He's still in shock. He found a... yeah. He is mute, paranoid. He's found an axe from the ruins somewhere. It looks very rusted.
What does that one represent? So intriguing and evocative.
So as you're going,
the innocence of youth.
Yeah, he's just very paranoid. as you start walking towards the west, or actually as you're about to leave the collection, so you're walking to the west. Oh, the road to the west is quite dangerous. Have fun. I'm sure nothing will catch you. It's over a day.
Go read your scroll.
Okay. Give me psychology checks.
If it's over a day's journey, that's not a
psychology.
Okay. Yeah.
Aunt nine.
No.
All right. If you make it, you realize he knows something you don't. About it, and he's laughing at it to himself.
What? That's like, what is up on ahead on the road?
Well, you're the one who's talking about bargains and that sort of thing. Why should I tell you?
Mm-hmm. So we've been exceedingly gracious and helpful to you at this point. I assume we should have a little bit of compensation beyond this for what we had. You realize we've given you it's like a massive amount of information and also entertainment by coming into this area. Wouldn't you agree, persuade?
Okay.
God.
Well, there's another thing you could do for me. If you had a little bit more. There's, in the plaza, the men from Ling have a tent there that they use to guard the entrance to the underworld. But in that tent, they have supplies. You're so stealthy there, you could steal something for me. There's,
Kim. Let me guess. It's another scroll.
No. No. It's more practical. It's a Kim. It's a healing substance. You put it over wounds and festering wounds. My feet, he holds up one of his foot, and it's just gnarled and looks just very grody and infected with various things. I would like it for my feet. If you could get it for me, I'd give you a bit of aid for your trip to the West, but we're not going to go.
Well, how about information for information? I thought you thought information of our world was very powerful.
No, I think I've got enough. It's a rare
moment. It was all lies, because you gave us nothing in return.
You gave us items for knowledge, not knowledge for knowledge.
Give me a percentage.
I'll do a fast talk check.
Yeah.
So, I will tell you something true of our world, not. I will fail it.
Okay. You're just saying that now. You want something for free.
No.
I'm offering something physical.
My roll of 37.
Okay.
On the fast talk.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he does have a point. Really, you haven't told us anything about this world other than a little bit of information that we...
I told you how to get home. I told you you need to go to the south. There are human cities to the west. The south.
But don't you...
You also told us to go to the west, but you didn't tell us about the perils of the road.
No,
which means you really didn't tell us about the west.
He did tell us about
the... All ways are dangerous, for we are in the narrative of the mind. There is no drama without conflict.
Bargain.
Because he said that we had to be...
But if you would like, but I will offer you something else. Instead of some other paltry item, I can teach you more about the dances of power, such as the mighty Charleston.
No, we don't have time. The sun is beginning, is already overhead. It'll soon, within hours, it'll be dark.
I can teach you a waltz within 5 minutes.
I don't know what a waltz is.
It's a dance of power. Ah, five.
No.
More powerful than the Charleston!
No, I will tell you that there are things on
there. He doesn't care. Move towards plot.
All right. So he says, "No, what I have to offer is not information. It is there is a threat there, and I can give you something to help against that. But that's if you give me the kiam, the healing.
All right.
So
paste.
You want this healing paste?
Well, it's more of a moss, but you know, it's poultice.
All right.
Well,
you
as
want
he said, we're out of time. The longer we stay here bargaining with them, the more we get close to nightfall.
And Ling will, the men of Ling will be coming
what
soon.
What can you give us that will ward off the danger? I need to know what it is now before I go in.
It's something that will ward off a dangerous predator there. It's a substance that will keep it at bay.
Dangerous predator?
One
not
of the...
all dangerous predators?
There's no universal aids of that nature.
Well, then I guess we're done here. Have fun limping around, Mr. Collector, until you can find somebody else to get that chem for you.
Yes. Of course. All right. So, the four of you begin your march, or the five of you begin your march to the west. Journey to the west. You...
This is a bad idea.
Lions and tigers.
As opposed to getting on the black ships of the abyssal ocean, or crawling underneath the hellscape underneath the ocean,
or wasting time getting this thing for the other, or this other thing for the guy.
While we're metagaming, let's go find some plot.
Yeah.
Rather than gathering things.
All right, so you're going walking to the west.
Worried that we're going to step out. Oh, this was lovely. My head's on the ground.
Well, we were going to die anyway. It's a Cthulhu game. Except your inevitable doom. It's a Detweiler Cthulhu game. We're probably all infected with time radiation right now. We have hours before we turn cancerous and die. No.
Or we get flung.
And then go to the Jurassic.
We get flung back to the Mesozoic.
What?
I said the Exurgent virus.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you begin journeying to the west. The roads soon disappear as you find the ruins more broken the further you go. It is a mess of destroyed stonework as if something huge and terrifying smashed its way through the ancient structures, leaving rocks the size of houses scattered about. The streets are nearly impassable. Still, you see glimpses of a winding seaside road from high points in the ruins. The road snakes off to the west, hugging the mountain coast along outside the city. From a distance, it seems well maintained. So that's what you see. Give me a luck or a climb roll, everybody.
Yes. Or,
you need three of them.
Fail.
Okay, that's one.
Do they all have to be one or the other?
No, you can alternate.
Made it, impaled it, and impaled it.
Okay.
Damn it. Downchange, everybody.
Body is worthless.
Soak your dice in rum. They will roll well. Right. How long have I been saying
if
David
Rums, did you fail all three?
No, I succeeded in one, failed two.
Okay, so Caleb, you take 3 points of damage. You fall. You split your leg. Cut. You see a nasty cut on your leg.
Sanctions are so vivid.
Give me a sand check.
And do they make a sand check at least once per the climb?
Anyways, so hold on. Okay. You take 5 damage from 2 falls as you break. Scrabble over there in the horrible things. So as you're continuing along, walking until you find you eventually, as it seems to take hours, but when you get there, the sun seems to be in the same position as it was when you left. But it continued, or nearly so, it's hard to tell. You eventually reach the collapsed western gate. It is difficult to clearly envision from where you are. It was the size of a skyscraper, the Eiffel Tower, but built of blocks of pure white marble, which seemed to be shot with a blue stone unknown to any of you. If you have none of you have architecture, do you?
No.
You cannot imagine the shape that it was once, but the size of it is staggering. And also staggering is the sheer force that was used to destroy it. It is a scattering now of building-sized blocks covering a mile of open ground, toppled and destroyed. It has left the boundaries of West Sarcomond in complete shambles, full of pits, crevasses, and cantilevered streets. But a bit past the edge of the city, a road, which seems ancient yet well-maintained, winds clearly to the west. So you are all. What do you guys say as you see the site of the structures you could not imagine the scale?
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's an understatement.
All right, so very pretty open. Any poetic?
I listen to the howling of the wind.
All right.
Destroyed caverns.
While you're sitting there and listening, hold still. Let me bandage your leg.
Seen pyramids of Giza, but I've not seen that's like anything that I didn't think I could ever see anything that replaced the splendor
that
of that building.
It heals 1d4, so you can heal full 4 points, Caleb.
Thank you, Father.
You actually realize, though, Aaron, actually both of you, before you do that, you realize you start thinking about your wound. For a moment, and both of you start, one of your wounds stops bleeding as soon as you think about it. You realize this is a natural ability now. You can force your wounds to close. In game mechanics, you can spend one magic point to heal 1 point of damage. So, and do that as much as you want, as long as you have it. So it is a bit, holy shit.
You can't die in a dream.
You, Aaron, because you took 5 points of damage, more than four, give me a sand check.
So are the magic points automatically spent?
You choose to do that.
Okay. Made it, 13.
Okay. You lose one sand, and you're like, holy shit, I thought my leg was broken, but no, it's not. Oh, God. What does this mean?
Just confirming the ethereal status of this place.
So you continue on. It is you're basically, the sea is to your left, a mountain is to your right. You're on this cobbled path. It actually seems a lot better maintained than anything of the ruins so far.
Oh, wait a minute. If that works for wounds.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the rusty sword. Think about it real quick. It's rust no more.
Okay. Interesting. You... Give me what's your power?
Take a point of damage as you get tetanus.
Power 16.
Power 16.
Nothing cures dream tetanus.
Spend a point of magic,
When you take you look at the sword, is no longer rusted.
And it's talking.
All right. This is a dream.
Sure.
That's got to be what it is.
You continue along the western road for a moment, or for a while.
My father's admitted I'm right once. Oh, what a fanciful dream this is. I hope I never wake up.
The two of you, or the four of you, or the five of you, sir, not appearing in this game, continue along for a ways. When you hear people, two sets of footsteps coming as you round the curve of the road, you see a man and a woman. They're dressed in armor, archaic, but metal armor. You recognize them. They look identical to the twins you saw earlier. They
Wonderful.
Stare at you with blank faces. Who are you?
We
Travelers.
May have met before, but you seem to be in a different accoutrement.
Oh, what did we say then?
You were offering me...
Fast talk.
You were offering me a way out.
You
from
said
soul.
That we could go right on past on this road and that you would see us a little bit later. You said that you were going to collect from us 5 days from now.
Okay.
Nope.
Very well. You have weapons. You have things with you. Those gems. You should give them to us.
Why?
Because we are old, and we will. We have no fear of death. We will be here. We are here, and we will be here again.
So, just because you're standing here, you think you should have the gems?
Yes. We will kill you.
What if we fear death not either?
I think you do. So do I.
But you just said, it's like, oh god. Yes is no, no is yes. Logic!
I fear death.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah.
I totally fear death.
Yeah.
I don't.
They're just gems. Like, we'll get more. Don't worry about it.
Well, what would you give us in return for them?
We will not kill you.
No, I think you can.
I think this
bargain.
Is a your money or your life kind of situation.
Give me. We have been here before. We will be here again. We are only it's merely a way station until our next appointment.
All right then.
The waking world. Won't even remember this if you do horrible things to us. But there's only one of you is even armed.
That means that you can go away.
You have a weapon. Oh yeah, sorry, two of you. What?
I said that means that you can go away.
Yes, but we're going to win. Anyways.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So.
Almost.
What were you training for?
Psychology to see if they're there, you know.
They are. You can still talk. Yeah, if you. You failed any fast talk. If any of you have a better plan, you can try and talk to them. Otherwise, they're going to try and rob you. Or. You can run. You can run back. There are caves that you pass on occasion through there, so you can run back to one and try and lose them in one of the caves.
I'll try
fast
talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
what
good.
Is your offer?
Okay, 44 out of 70. It's like,
yeah.
Well, you can't kill us. We're promised to another.
Who are you promised to?
Many. We're promised to the men of Ling, and we're promised to Mr. Lao. To kill us would be to take our debts. Do you wish that upon yourself?
So why are you here? Why are you not accompanied by the men of Ling or their agents?
Did the men of Ling need to accompany me to ensure my obedience? Have you met them? They're terrifying beyond words. I would never dare go against the will of the men of Ling.
And it seems to me
they have higher concerns than you or I.
We will. But very well, we will go to Sarkomond and confer with them. And if not, we will come back and hunt for you. I'm sure they will pay us a high bounty for you.
That sounds fair.
We are the companions. We will always be here.
Oh, goddamn. Fuck you, Ron. I think monsters are towards you guys, not me.
How does it feel? He said they know all magic, so... anyways, he says...
We're going to walk this way now.
Yes, we will find you sooner or later.
I'm certain you will.
So. All right, so you continue on. It's getting to...
Mythos?
Yeah.
I know what they are.
You do?
6 out of 10?
All right.
Damn.
You have... Yeah, give me a hand check.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me what they are.
Yeah.
I wanted a 68.
All right, well, Dan.
You impaled that one.
Yeah.
Punctured brain, and we're good.
I didn't need their names.
Yeah.
That was not helpful.
Yeah. You heard there was an account in the Necronomicon of the self-called companions who serve the Crawling Chaos.
The Eternal Cabal.
Yeah. So, yeah. So they leave. They head on to.
Oh, is that a Wives reference?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yeah.
Boned.
So
I'm gonna deal with Detweiler and that is too much. Jesus.
All right, so you continue on for a while. Everyone, give me an idea check.
60 out of 85.
Kill yourself. Make it easy.
Odd 5.
They offered to kill us
out
already.
Of 70.
Success 25.
70. Okay. Those of you. Who make it? You realize you've been walking a long ass way, you've been walking a long ass time. You've lost track of how much time it is. Well, it's hard to tell how much time it is. It just seems like
it has gotten dark.
Not yet. It's getting dark though, but it's like longer than it should be. So,
Let's look for
you can continue. You can continue marching until it gets dark, or you could look for shelter.
Shelter would probably be a good idea.
Yeah, have we passed any landmarks on the way?
There
have
been
caves. Am I tired?
You begin to feel tired and hungry.
Just
now that you think about it.
Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. You do have that meat. You can have some of that.
You know what I could go for?
Yeah. What?
Goddamn opium.
Yeah. Boy. That was,
shit.
Yeah. You don't feel the urges right now, but
I want that water pipe. Fucking prick.
Well, if you got one of that healing
shit. All I got was this bomb.
Yeah. Alright. So you see a cave you can stop in if you want to. As you look around, the road is eerily silent, save for the sounds of the ocean crashing far below and the occasional cry of a distant bird hunting far above. But
can I see any stars at this point?
Not yet, but it is now. Yeah, no, it's dusk. Hmm. It's dusk.
Are there any
starting to see stars?
Are they actually astronomy? Aren't any of them looking familiar to me?
Did you make it?
No.
Okay.
Just because
you're fine.
I'm sorry. Ever since Bryce is Briggs, you've taken astronomy out every single year. The one time that skill's been useful.
Yeah. So you look around. You can see a cave in the distance. It's about a few hundred yards away. Everyone, give me a listen check too.
Nailed it.
No.
34 out of 55.
Those of you who make it, you can hear wings overhead.
We're getting to that cave rather quickly.
All right. So you hear it. Did anybody not hear it?
I didn't hear it. So.
All right. You two, you're just walking.
But if they start running, then...
All right. Give me the X times 5.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You hear the screech...
Are you also running?
...of something.
Oh, yeah.
Over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's
okay.
Yeah, I'm
okay. Okay. You hear the screech
next
of something
five,
in the
right?
distance
yes.
overhead, but you all scramble into the cave. You're just in time for something to slam into the entrance of the cave as you are. It's a horribly cramped, small thing, but you hear something pawing around, something like claws on rock, a hissing sound, very deep, and then padded feet, and then wings again, and then nothing.
Okay, did anybody just see the griffin come down for us?
You couldn't see its shape. It was...
I'm using that.
Yeah, so sure, but...
Just trying to... That's, like, associated with anything.
Sure.
Because it wasn't the companions.
No.
It was a creature that was hunted in the night, which is a... Which means that it's a good thing that we...
Hello, would you like to come for us by this fireside? We will offer you this rare painting. What? It's been missing for centuries? Who knew?
What could possibly go wrong? So what do you guys just, I guess, huddle in to each other? Are you going to eat the food?
Try to start a fire, at least. And
okay.
I'll eat the food.
All right, give me a contest.
With what?
I'm certain there's probably driftwood or bones or something to burn around.
I make
here.
It.
Okay.
It's not very tasty, I assume.
You can, it's horrible tasting, but it seems filling once
luck check, you said?
Yeah
luck check. All right.
15 out of 85.
Yeah, you find some.
No, I thought we were talking about for food.
Oh, no, you have food.
Oh, what?
The
contents 5 to eat it and not get sick.
Oh, okay, well then, contents. Then yes, I make that too.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
You can.
I was talking about eating the food.
I'm good.
So you're going to just stay hobbled in the cave as close as you can?
Yeah. No fire. Fires are bad. Fires will help them to see us from a distance, even in this cave. Basically, this cave is going to light up like a natural lantern, and that is not a good thing. No fire.
Okay.
So we sit in the dark. Great.
Don't take that from the lower class, American bastard. Come on! Be a British lord!
You sit in the dark for a while. You hear wings overhead in the distance once or twice, but then you hear a horrible, like a group of people, something shouting in the distance. And you hear more hooting and hollering, and the sound of metal, you know, like armor or weapons
As they seem to be yelling in a foreign language that you don't recognize.
How much ambient light is from? Is there any moonlight or that we can
there
see?
There is moonlight in on the road, not in your little cave.
Moonlight or moon's light?
Moon.
Okay. Does it look relatively familiar?
The what?
Does the moon look relatively familiar?
You can't see it from here.
Okay.
You're in the cave. You have to go out onto the road if you want to look at it.
So, how? That's like how much coverage does the?
I assume all of you are like far back in the cave as possible.
Yes, as much as we can. Although, how much coverage does the entrance give us if we were to stand next
to it?
You have
to crawl. You have to stoop in order to get in.
So. Okay, so that'd be a sneak check then.
If somebody wants to get in, or if you want to get out,
or just to get by the entrance to see if we
basically
can get out.
Basically, he wants
so.
To prowl at the cave entrance and see what he can spot.
Oh right, yeah, that would be a sneak check.
Yeah, somebody else will have to do that because I have no skill for it.
You don't have to.
I make the suggestion, so, but...
Nope.
I try it, but not very quiet.
Okay. You do so. Give me a watch check.
Yes.
Okay. You hear wings in time. You duck back and you see a massive clawed paw or... something like lash
I'll just
out at
go
you.
Go ahead and roll sanity right now. 65 out of 66.
All right, you don't see it, but yeah, you duck back before it was. It's obviously waiting for you, but you hear you then hear the group of shouting coming from attracted by the noise of the wings of the creature. Whatever it is, and
do I recognize the shouting?
The shouting's humanoid. It's you don't know.
Would you just try it as gibbering?
Gibbering would be good.
Oh yeah, obviously gibbering.
Yeah.
Great,
barbarians.
Barbarians.
Well, you don't know. It's dark out there, but they seem to be in the general area. But they eventually pass as you all just sit close by one another, just huddling in pure, terrified silence, I assume, as the night seems to drag on and on and on. But eventually you go to sleep. You pass out from exhaustion.
A dream within the dream.
And then you wake up. You're in the cave again.
That was odd.
Yeah, so you can give me a sand check. You're
too lost some time there. Yeah, I don't make that.
Yeah, you went to sleep in the dream world. You should be awake by now. You're still in the dream world. What the fuck's going on?
That was nice. Good stuff.
Yeah. The Nile ain't just a river in Egypt.
Or on this planet.
Yeah. So you continue on the road.
Again?
Yeah, I assume so. It's daylight. Who's going out?
I will go out.
All right, you go out.
You might want to listen for a gigantic bird.
Following him while it's like while brandishing the saber. So
yeah. All right. So you brandish the saber. You can feel that tug again on it.
No. What was it? Idea check.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I re-roll that now that it's a new day? So. Made that 140.
All right. You get a sense that it's trying to point in direction. You put it on the ground where it's flat, and it starts moving on its own accord. And it's pointing towards, let's see here, towards the south, maybe a little southeast of where you are. And the word Losk comes on, LHOSK.
Losk.
Wait, the word?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
On the blade of the sword.
Oh.
And how is that spelled again?
LHOSK.
Can I recognize that word?
Huh.
Losk.
Yeah.
I'll just say how
it
happens
to me.
No, he mentioned that. The collector mentioned that.
It's one of the cities.
One of the human cities.
So I'm not sure if
so we have a compass.
It's made of mostly ferrous material, so if the magnetic structure here was any different, that might affect it, but.
So we have a magic compass.
That also happens.
I burn you to death by staring you down.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry, I'm British. I am immune to your lordly well. Ways, especially in your current attire.
Fuck you, commoner.
Look who's talking!
Yeah.
Well, since that's the case, what does this green one do?
By the way, right, at some point in time, we're going to have to talk about compensation.
We'll let the goings fight.
For what?
Alright, you
well,
look at
for
it,
your
it
current
is
attire.
Of high craftsmanship. And it is a green metal, which you don't recognize. It is a thin blade, like a rapier or something like that. That other than that, you don't. It has alien writing on it. It looks like it'll stab people real good.
Oh, there's that. Now that it's daylight again, the non-rusted blade.
It's still non-rusted. It's just a sword, looks like. Common construction. So, you continue on.
Common, but sturdy, I'm guessing.
Well, before we head up, do we want to try to head towards this where the sword is pointing?
There's an ocean.
Yeah,
you're right.
You said there's a lot of.
Yeah, so you're on the
coastline.
Southern coastline, okay. Or the way the collector was describing it. There's a northern continent and a southern continent.
Okay.
On the northern continent, you're right along the coastline, and it's pointing across the ocean towards a city on the southern coast.
Okay,
southern
so
continent.
On so that would be a ways.
So. Yeah. So if you find a chart or a map, I will show it to you, so you can get a sense of where things are. So.
There. Bones around everything you said, sort of thing? Like you said we could search for like driftwood and whatnot?
In the cave, yeah, sure.
Are there bones in there too? Or
give me a lecture.
20 out of 85.
Yeah.
It's the Dreamlands. It just made up
it's
of
a
bones.
Small animal of some sort.
I want like a something I can use like a needle.
Yeah, you can splinter one.
Okay,
dark
I'll do that.
So much.
Okay.
What are you gonna be using a needle for?
I'm gonna start sewing some of the gems into my clothing.
Okay.
That's
yeah, you can do that. That would be conceal check.
15 out of 75.
Okay, I'll say you were doing that overnight. Well, no, you need to be.
I'll just be doing it while I'm walking.
Ow! Ow! Be quiet! Ow! Ow!
I'll do it while we're walking.
The camera's gonna close.
All right, so you're sewing while you're walking, so you're going a little slower.
Don't put the fire as a signal to everybody else, and your screams aren't.
You're continuing along. Then you come to a.
Are we continuing north or are we heading south?
But there's only you can only
west.
Well,
east.
We have to head
west,
west because
west
the ocean.
The only if you go
right.
North, you have to climb the mountain. Like you're literally between the mountain and the sea. So that's where you're going. So you continue on for some time until you come to what is a looks like a small shrine carved into the mountain face. There is a fire in it, and you can see it's a small, sort of narrow structure, but there is a small room in there, and there's a central fire pit that's going on. So,
A Kali stone. That's nice.
Yeah. So you can check that out if you want to, or not.
I will check it out.
Okay. So you walk in, you can see that there is a figure, or there's dressed in a, what appears to be an entirely black robe, sitting on a small seat at the end of the opposite end of the structure from the entrance, and he's looking at a small table, and he's just, like, looking at cards. He is seeming to be a kind of fortune teller, or...
This is the statue?
No, well, it's a figure in a black robe, and he's clearly moving, so...
All right, I have a question before I obviously go insane here.
Yeah.
How much do you need to lose to get a thing? Because I've lost a whole bunch.
It's, well, it's over
at
a period. It's a fifth within an hour of game time.
A fifth within an hour of game time, or five at once?
Well, yeah, or five at once. And the game time means, like, within the game. Not so you're just, like, looking at doing this. Ah. And he looks, oh, hello.
Hello.
Travelers. How are you?
Hello, my name is Omri. What's your name?
Herzenstein, yes.
Ambrose?
Herzenstein,
I'm sorry. My tongue is... My knowledge of languages is a bit lacking in some cases. How are you? Would you like your fortune told? Would you like some advice for the
Certainly!
It's
I
dangerous
love some advice.
It's dangerous to go
have
alone.
Have you read my work?
Take this.
I've heard of it.
I've been coming so previously. My circulation must be gone.
Oh, yes.
I think that's because you're dead, and now we're all going insane.
Well,
Wait, hold on. If we're dead, how are we going insane? Whatever, you're boring. If we're dead, we're dead. This is a really weird word.
You look at the figure, yeah. He's,
striking
he's entirely,
debate.
Yeah. He unfolds the cards one by one. You start, they... Ah, I see. Well, the drunkard. Interesting choice.
Yo!
The dwarf. The retainer. Very interesting. So he goes on. He starts reading. Yes, you will face many challenges upon your quest if you wish to return to Earth. You will have to undergo many perilous things. Fights, many, many dangers, many enemies to face. Perhaps there is another path for you. Yes. The hearth. Yes, there's... The scepter. Yes. Perhaps there's another path for you, such as remaining behind. This is a world of fantasy, is it not? You could find... There are many dreamers who stay here from the waking world. They find their place here and they remain here. You could find a perfect... the threshold, yes. Sometimes passing over the threshold could be the best part of it.
Well, thank you, fortune teller.
Yes, of course. I would... there are many villages, especially if you take one of the ships across the South Sea, you could find many villages to retire to. There are, or even to the west, there are the Inukquak is very hospitable to certain travelers.
That's like certain travelers.
Certain travelers?
Well, you don't want to be rude. You are guests in a foreign land. You don't want to...
We seem to be guests in a foreign... It's like in foreign bodies.
Yes. Aren't they better than your old ones, though?
Yes!
Debate.
No.
That's like debatable. I feel that I've robbed somebody of something.
Oh, that one was... paid his debts the only way he could. Don't worry about them.
Foreign bodies? What do you mean?
Check!
Well, haven't you looked at yourself?
Oh, yes, I've been scarred, but that's just obviously some sort of symbolism.
Yeah, of course.
Then what's the symbolism of me turning into... That's like a black man...
Oh, you can be psychology
the
jokes.
Eldest one of children turning into a woman.
Poetic justice for your racism of you and your culture?
Bam!
Obviously.
The fact that I was not part of any of those wars...
While these people argue semantics,
yeah,
maybe you could tell me where I could find the lady.
Oh, yes, Lucille. Yes, of course, you could definitely find her. Just go to. I think they would have her in. Well, a treasure like that, you'd have to go to the underworld, of course. So you should probably head down there.
Also, another question. Pulling up the saber, this seems to be pointing like a compass.
Yes, perhaps that could be leading to your new home.
Or the path back home.
Oh no! There's dire predictions. There's just dire. I can see nothing but oh yes, calamity, disease, plague, even, and oh many other torn apart. Oh yes, just terrible things.
To shreds, you say?
Yes.
By following the path back to Earth.
Oh yes, it is nothing but heartbreak
and the underworld.
Apocalypse, personal apocalypse. What?
In the underworld?
A trial, but if you want your lady back, that's the only way I can see that. So,
what do you know of the crawling chaos?
Though it freezes, he freezes, that figure freezes in place.
Buffery.
So,
Nyarlathotep?
Stay still.
The companions?
The mad Arab? Nothing? None of that?
The jerk?
Where prophet. Someone can get a drink?
It is a rare text, but I've seen many people who are widely read here.
Where is the jerk professor? The underworld?
Still. What do you do?
We overloaded him. Time to reboot.
Could I have one of the gyms, please? We wouldn't want to
be a handful.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to be rude. I give him a gym for his...
Okay.
How about five? One for each person.
One slips from your hand. It falls on where his hand was, where he froze, and you hear a loud as it lands on him.
Okay.
Start waving my hand in front of his face.
Actually, touch him.
It's cold and hard.
Not touch him.
Your curiosity, what are you going to do?
Well, I don't... Actually,
kill it!
He doesn't have a pulse. I think this man is stone dead.
Did he slump over? I thought he just froze.
No, he's frozen in place.
Yeah, he
like cold and hard, like not flesh.
Pull back the hood.
You can do that. Are you going to do that?
I'm going to drop five all gems right down onto the table in front of him. And yeah, walk
green
out.
Green sword. Flick the hood back.
You flick the hood back. The robes begin to fall off. You see a statue of a humanoid made of onyx. It is carved into place. Give me sand checks.
I'm fine.
How many do I take for making?
The what?
How many do I take for making it?
One.
How many do I take for losing?
One.
Okay.
Just pick it away.
I made it.
Alright. One for you. So there are ritualistic etchings carved into its skin that you are into its... into it.
What, did knowledge occult help on...
you'd recognize them. They are words that are symbols of worship for Nyarlathotep of Death. Prayers to Nyarlathotep of Death.
What does it say?
Oh, the crawling Karas, Black Emperor, Divine Madness, you know, the usual.
So, bad.
Yes.
I think we should move on from this place.
So you leave the cold temple, the fire is gone.
I swear I shall never recover from reading that book. Should have stuck to the Lost Text.
But what book are you referring to?
I shan't mention it. It's a vulgar, vulgar work.
Well, technically you already mentioned
devoid
it.
Devoid of artistic merit.
Didn't I tell you before that forbidden knowledge about things that man weren't meant to fiddle with is in those books?
See, I already discredit your opinion because you would use the word fiddle.
So you leave the cards blowing in as a gust of wind kind of blows the cards away.
Suddenly they burn in black.
Do you leave
fire.
The gems behind? Or are you taking them?
I leave the gems behind.
Yeah, we're not doing it. He has his payment.
I catch a card as it blows past me.
Yeah.
Which card is it?
The threshold.
Okay.
So
I'll keep that.
Okay, you can write it down.
The threshold. Sure, that will be nothing but good things.
All right. So you continue on.
You know, in a more traditional deck, I believe that one would be called the death card.
You continue on for a way, and then you can hear, it seems again, for hours and hours, just the ocean below and the birds above. The
those birds are sure sounding sick.
But you hear metal clanking ahead of you. It sounds like
I will try to hide. I fail. Okay.
How far ahead of us is it?
You can see not too far. Or it's getting closer and closer.
Oh, is it walking towards us?
Yeah.
Spot him to see if there's any good places to hide along the side of the road. 23, made it.
Okay, you can hide.
Okay, just...
is that enough space for... you find a spot for you.
Fuck you!
Okay, are you gonna hide?
Butthole! So.
Lord of the Queen!
Odd four.
Okay, you found a spot for you. Again, it's not like... easily super you can't find, there's no cave nearby, so it's getting closer, so you two can hide.
I already failed with you.
Yeah,
we stand out there with two sirs not appearing in this cave.
Yeah,
it
looks like a medieval knight in a very elaborate gilded armor, with a large sword strapped to the hip, just marching along, whistling the tune, it seems like. Or maybe that's just the wind. It's hard to tell.
Piping, even?
No, not piping. Anyway, the figure...
No, it's Calliope music. I'm jumping into the sea.
Then you... Companions playing Calliope.
The worst.
I want to see this thing of the full piece of armor playing Calliope music as it walks down the road.
The figure, the knight stops, sees you. Oh, hail and well met, traveler.
Hello. What's the knight look like?
He's got the
full visor.
Yeah, full visor. The voice. Yeah, where are you? You come from Sarkomon?
I do, right.
That's the city you woke up in.
Yeah.
Or are you from the waking world? I cannot place your accent.
I come from Sarkomon.
Actually, does the accent sound familiar to me?
Give me a history check.
I'll try. So,
I make it.
Yeah, it actually.
Yes, I made it.
Sounds
right on.
Vaguely American, very old time. Kind of like someone from the last century.
But I'm guessing that the armor... What's actually a history check? What's the armor
place? Oh, you can't place it. You see the Ouroboros symbol on it, but...
Same one, so...
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and pop out from the hiding spot.
Oh!
So...
Hello, travelers.
We weren't ambushing you, he's just skittish.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, no, you have to forgive us.
He tends to hide a lot.
Well...
Brigands you don't have to worry about on this road, only the men from Ling and the... Well, the Manticore.
So I'm guessing they're not a lot of highwaymen.
Well, and the spiders.
Spiders are highwaymen, so...
No, they're just spiders.
Well,
no.
Walking out myself...
Spiders
just,
from Ling.
Now, when you say the Manticore, are we talking something big, wings, claws?
Yes! The very same.
Ah.
They exist
here? We met it.
Yes.
Seriously, just trying to talk.
Yes.
Carries those swords around everywhere. Somewhat
But, Captain...
Personal honor of an image is a virtue.
So, put out my hand just as a friendly gesture. Captain Ambrose
Darlington.
It's not Pericles.
No, he'd be yelling everything if it was Pericles. So.
You can do a psychology check at half.
No, round up. Can I do it as well?
3%.
Your psychology is 5%.
I ran out of points.
Okay.
Let's see.
90!
I'll see if I can do it, so.
Alright.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Alright.
I'll put my hand in, just like Captain Ambrose.
Very strong grip.
So, and you are?
I am a knight of the Emperor. I'm looking for the Lost Emperor. I am my name I cannot reveal until I have completed my quest.
Understandable, but I see the Ouroboros on your shoulder. Actually, take out the piece.
Oh, you mean the Griffin? Yes,
the Griffin. Actually, take out the piece of flag that still has a little
bit
of
the Griffin
on there. So this is part of this. We actually showed up in a city that was carrying this tattered flag.
Oh yes, it is. Well, no. Yours is different. You see, I have the Ouroboros. You have the Griffin on it.
I thought mine had the Ouroboros on it originally.
You look at it.
Yeah,
it has a Griffin on it.
Oh, you lied to me, flag.
Okay, it's a simple mistake. Sarkomon has many ancient relics. It's easy to get confused.
So, are you from here?
What's the mission you're on? From
I'm looking for the lost emperor. He's lost. He's been lost for some time. I'm questing to find him to restore him to his proper throne.
Oh, what are his titles besides lost?
The jerk.
Oh, well, it is a matter of some importance. I cannot reveal such confidential information except to trustworthy and noble souls. Are you such?
We
indeed.
Give me a persuade check.
We try.
I make it. 10 out of 50.
Well, he's Lord Protector of his lands. The first emperor of the kingdom.
Guessing he doesn't say black emperor, right?
No.
I'm really just making sure he doesn't say black emperor.
No.
Godspeed.
Right. Well, that's also dialogue. I'm not going to hang out with this guy.
No. You don't get that sense at all.
Okay.
So, well, his symbols are the Ouroboros. What colors are his manners, may we ask?
Oh, his manners are crimson, the ocean blue, and the ivory white.
USA! USA!
He is a good man, and I'm trying to find him. Are you from the waking world?
We are.
We are.
Ah, yes. There are many such travelers. Why, I have not heard of your kind. Do you need help or assistance? Or where are you questing as well?
We are heading to
Lusk?
Inukonok?
Inukwok?
Yes, Inukwok.
Ah, yes, yes. I came from there. There are ships there. There are, the people there are... Well, it is a dangerous city to the unwary, but you are capable of... if you've been walking on this roads more than a day, I'm sure you can handle yourselves there.
We've found some.
Is there an entrance to the underworld?
Oh, there are many such entrances to the underworld. You can go, just climb over that small hill over there, and you can find a pit that will lead you down. It is quite dangerous. Does your quest lead you there?
Mine does. Oh. I don't think theirs will.
Oh. Well, I would not recommend going there alone. It is, once you enter there, it is hard to return. Except through, well, I know not
Dark
much
Souls.
About... Yes. Yes. So, but if you are, I greet you well, but I...
Though I'm actually interested in possibly paths back to the waking world, though.
Oh, yes. There are some. You should go to, the kingdom, the human cities of the south.
Lusk.
Lusk would be good. There are other human dreamers there. The wise men and the sages would know of paths back. There are other dreamers there. There is one I met a while ago. I can't remember his name, but he is an excellent protector.
And you are a dreamer yourself?
I am a knight of the Lost Emperor. You can give me a psychology check. This is one in all that.
Nope.
Okay.
90!
Okay.
I got
it.
Oh.
Drew, are you going to make one?
8 out of 5. So okay. If there is any kind of bonus?
18.
Nope. You make it?
Yeah.
You realize the knight, whoever the knight is, has retreated into a role and is kind of being, does not really want to answer questions about. So
probably best leave him beyond that. So.
Yeah, so I'm sure we will meet each other again. There are many, my quest has brought me to many places around the world, but if you need help, simply. If I am ever able to render aid to another dreamer, I would, to dreamers of the realm, I would be happy to do so.
So we will gladly take
you.
Would you
be willing to tell us where we could find food?
Oh,
good
or
decent food, food that won't kill us.
Well, along these parts, no. In Inukwok, there are some who would trade.
Well, actually, you may be able to help us. So go ahead and take out the saddlebag that has the food. We were given to this as rations. We just don't know what it is, or...
Oh, I think that is Zug meat. It is quite...
Zug.
Yes. Small creatures, rather violent, but they have no questions about eating us, so they have no questions. We should have no questions about eating them.
Are they kosher?
It's not a... I don't think
I
a Zug's
must
a
confess
pig.
That is there are limits to my wisdom.
It's not related to pigs, are they?
No. I do not think pigs are native to this world.
It's not pigs, it's cloven feet.
Okay.
Fuck, whatever.
Yeah, they're not...
I'm not the one who brought up kosher!
Yeah.
No, I don't... if it crawls on a tail, it's probably going to be kosher, okay?
But yes, continue along the ways, but hurry now, you don't have to be here on after dark, and I shall continue on my quest.
Well met, Sir Knight.
Well met to you. So, the night goes off. You continue along the ways.
So it's daytime again?
Yes.
I hope so, or we've been walking around in
dark. Yeah. No,
it's a turtle field.
Yeah,
we're just in circles.
Raining pain on you.
It was
all
a stupid pun because he's a knight and I was. Stupid play on words.
Let's see here. Eventually you continue marching. It seems to be afternoon by the time you get there. But you see the Onyx City walls are tall, maybe more than 10 stories, and bow outward, so they lean in an uncomfortable and baffling manner out over the road as you approach it. Bow outward, so they lean in over you.
So there's like shade, but
yeah. So a large square gatehouse carved from a single piece of dull gray metal juts out from the high bowing wall. The gatehouse is crowned with a gleaming golden sun. The gate itself is a set of huge wooden doors painted with the red circle of Inukwok. The ground rises slowly towards Inukwok, and the city itself is not visible past the walls. The wall stretches nearly a mile from the mountains to the edge of the cliffs, blocking the western road, suggesting the city must lie behind it. It is as if a giant crown bowing outward from the base has been sunk into the mountain to block the road. So you see this from a distance. You're just going to march. I assume you're just marching up to it.
How big is it compared to the other gates?
The gate from Sarkamon? Yeah. It's much smaller.
I'm shouting threats the entire way.
No. Yeah. As you approach it, you hear a clarion, a deep resonating horn that shakes you to the bone. Suddenly, soldiers carrying pikes are all around you. You don't know where they came from. They emerge
tasty
from,
fish.
So this is like a badly edited kung fu film. It's like, oh, where the hell do these five guys come from?
Well, they emerge from hiding places above the road and near the edges of the cliff. So they seem to be human of Nordic extraction, with blonde hair, blue eyes. They seem ready for a fight. They're looking at you quite paranoid. So
walking with both my hands splayed, as
they are shouting at you in a foreign language. It seems vaguely Germanic.
You understand me?
They motion for you to come with them.
Still holding my hands out in a non-threatening fashion.
So one of them says, "You speak English. You
English? Yes, we are English.
No
speakers.
Fight. Come with us.
No
fight. We come."
We
attack.
The pikes are lowered. The tension fades.
Riders never surrender.
So he.
Can I have a bite of that fish?
The what?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
The puns.
Yes.
Oh, the puns.
Nihilo the Tip appears and carries David away into the darkness. Such is the punishment for puns. So
let me roll up another character. Up exactly the same as this current one.
You are brought in there. They start carrying you. So beyond the door, they open the gates. And for the first time, you see the city, the streets of the Ionic City, as well as a throng of fascinated onlookers. The city is beautiful, dark, and secretive and big. The western road gives way to comfortable streets where children play and animals lay about. The city looks peaceful and out of place compared to what you've seen so far. So
boring.
Yeah, so far.
Right about this.
Yeah. So that is where we'll leave off for today, because I need to read up on that because I wasn't sure which path you guys were going to go to.
Okay.
Before we go, again, any skill you've used, whether you're successful or not, you can make an improvement roll to see if you gain points on it.
Any skill or every skill?
Any skill you use.
Okay, but whether you have to choose like the top five or whatever.
No, you don't. It can be all.
We can later do all. So
yeah,
okay.
Any skill you actually use during the
each time you used it or just and using it.
It's a binary. Either use it or not.
Infinite improvement roll. Do we actually
have
to succeed on that?
If you fail, improves by a d10.
Yes, if you fail the roll.
Okay.
Oh, if we fail the roll, then it improves by a d10.
So used a skill, like say you use spot hidden, mm-hmm. So you roll spot hidden. If you fail spot hidden, you gain a d10. But like, you didn't use other language or operate heavy machinery, so you don't roll to improve that.
Okay,
any skill you actually use while it was rolling.
And if it fails, we can.
All right. So question, comments, suggestions. Fun? Yes? No?
Yeah.
So there will be sanity rewards for things coming up. It's not just going to be draining you down to zero. We'll get into those rules in the next session as I read up on that. But there were alternate paths you could have. But I'll explain more of that when the campaign's over, because that stuff may be relevant. So we'll see you guys next time.